Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 200. I am Chris.
Oh, boy.
As always, joined by Tony.
Fozzie's mom, woo!
And Fozzie.
God damn it, Dub.
Hey, and it wouldn't be an episode of the Perfectly Sane Show without that. 200 episodes in.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's been like that for like 50 episodes now.
And Jeff is here.
Yeah.
And we have some special friends joining us for this 200th episode. Our good friends from the, did it ever
Bag
officially
radio?
End? Did Teabag ever end, officially end?
Or is it not like on
the longest hiatus ever?
The defunct.
The defunct Teabag Radio.
Teabag Radio went down like Captain America did at the end of... the movie where he was frozen in ice. They just haven't found us yet. And calling us special friends makes us sound like retards. Fuck you.
Yeah. All right, special. Aquaman.
Hey, you guys.
Dub and Ryan are here with us, and Sean will be joining us at some point. So what do you guys been up to?
I think Ryan was on a priesthood. That was the last I heard.
He definitely has the beard for it.
I don't believe in religion.
He just became like a Canadian monk. It's not actually a religious order.
They brewed beer in Canada. Yeah.
It's the founding member of Rye Coyote.
Oh, we should move up there. Sounds like fun.
Kind of cool. Yeah, Ryan, what have you been doing, man? I haven't talked to you forever.
I don't play games anymore.
You do. Who plays Titanfall? You play Titanfall.
I play a bit of Titanfall.
Damn it, play nothing but Titanfall. That's my rule.
That doesn't sound like a thing I want to do.
You play a lot of Warframe, though, right?
That's right.
Yes,
yeah,
I do. Nobody wants to hear about Warframe.
Nobody wants to. That's like strategy games of fucking PC.
Has the developers contacted you yet? And we're like, dude, you're like our spokesman for Warframe now.
Yeah, you would think so, but no. That kind of dicks. I didn't want to say that publicly. But I just try to win 1,000 platinum, which is like their in-game fucking money that you have to pay real money for, and they never give it to me, so fuck them. That made no sense to anybody.
Sure, platinum.
I don't even know what a Warframe is.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into it. Because I'm going to sound like a giant nerd.
It's like a mech ninja suit, I think.
Wait, are you worried about sounding like a giant nerd in a video game podcast?
That's lasted for 200 episodes.
Listen, everybody already knows I'm a giant nerd.
Have you ever heard Tony talk about anything ever in this episode, or this podcast?
Not gonna lie, guys, I don't listen to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it!
I don't listen to this show.
Funny thing is, neither do any of us.
I don't exactly. listen even while it's live.
That's I'm amazed. I'm That's amazed impressive. You guys have made it this far. 200 episodes, man. That's impressive.
Really, we did 10 every week.
You know what? It is pretty cool though. Because like sure. out of all the podcasts out there, like you know, everyone else is kind of dwindled in numbers. So it's pretty cool that at least
you
Chris,
guys are the
I know
Anheuser
you've been
Bush
doing it.
Of podcasts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Chris and Napo and Hefe have been pretty consistent with it. So that's. Right.
It's basically because we never leave our house. We just kind of sit around and are like, okay, it's Thursday.
No, I want to say there's been an episode every week, has there not?
We haven't missed a week since we started.
You haven't missed.
That's amazing. That's, I don't care quality, but fuck.
That's pretty impressive.
Dedication, goddammit.
That is dedication. Like that. For a fan service podcast, we're giving you the good stuff, goddammit. It might not be great every week, but it's
oh,
there.
It's always golden, come on.
There are definitely some golden episodes, though.
Usually, I get drunk in them.
Yeah, so do you guys not play games anymore? Like,
give me some games.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know Ryan plays Warframe. I don't know what else he's been playing.
I've been playing Chala Light lately. It's pretty good. I don't know how to do this anymore. It's been forever since I've done this.
I've never talked about video games. What do I do?
Jesus Christ.
Ryan, I have a question about Child of Light. Sure. I was watching some of it on Twitch, and it's turn-based, right? Which
yeah,
I've played those before.
The combat's turn-based, but the overall gameplay is like platformer side
scroller. Yeah. But is it, I don't know, awesome. Tell me if I'm wrong, but it looked like those fights would take like fucking 30 minutes. Yeah, every time, if not longer. Or did the people I watched this suck?
They might have sucked. I think the longest battle I fought was against a boss, and because I was underleveled, it took maybe 15 minutes. But most fights tend to consist of maybe two rounds each, like our attack, their attack. The only thing that it could potentially take long is because there's a system in the combat where you can actually interrupt. So there's two bars, and the first bar is like the charge state, and when you get to the place where you can attack, then you have another bar that you have to fill up. If your enemy is in that bar at the same time and you get to the end first, when you attack them, it interrupts them, sends them way back to the beginning of the charge bar. So there's kind of a cool mechanic that you can play off of. And if you can just keep interrupting them, they'll never get a hit on you, and you'll finish the battle really quick. If you're not good at that, then you're going to have to constantly be healing your characters and fighting like a normal turn-based RPG, which then, yeah, I could see taking like 30 minutes or so.
The people I watched didn't know what they're doing.
You could totally get stuck in situations where you're the one getting interrupted all the time.
Totally. Like, if you're not, like, there are characters who are faster than some of your other ones. There's a healer. There's, you know, your main character's kind of like a balance between the two. So if you find yourself getting interrupted a lot, it's better to maybe, cause you switch your characters on the fly. So if you have, when it comes your turn to do whatever you want to do, you can say, you only get two party members at a time. If you find yourself getting interrupted, you can switch to your faster attackers and then use them to interrupt the enemy so you can get hits in. Then there's like vulnerability. It's like Pokemon where you have vulnerabilities to different elements. So there are dark creatures that are affected by light. There are water creatures affected by lightning, so on and so forth. So you can end a battle pretty quick if you know those. Plus there's like a small like crafting system and stuff where you can add gems to weapons to make your stuff stronger and that kind of stuff. Overall, it's pretty short. I think I'm about 3/4 of the way through, and I've only put maybe 6 hours into it.
Oh, wow, you're blowing through it.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long. I haven't been collecting. There's some collecting mechanics, but they kind of overpower you really early on. There's chests everywhere full of crafting materials and boosts that give you permanent skill increases. But, yeah, it's not really a hardcore RPG. It's kind of more or less this weird story about a kid who goes to sleep one night and doesn't wake up.
Pretty dark.
It is pretty dark, but it's a really strange story, all told in rhyme. So it gets kind of confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds weird.
It's been great. It's gorgeous. What? Like it's probably going to be up for maybe, you know, potential top 10 games of the year, but I don't know. If you're into turn-based RPGs with a cool story and like visually impressive, like that's probably a great, great game that you're gonna like.
I hate visually impressive games.
Oh, me too. That's why I only play console games, right, guys?
Hey,
yeah.
I'm probably a problem.
That's why I got an Xbox One. Cause I hate pretty games. I hate them.
That's probably true.
Probably best choice. Yeah.
I might be the only PC gamer in this.
I don't play video games anymore. I just play Dark Souls 2.
You see, Matt.
You're not the only PC gamer, though, Ryan. I know.
You only play strategy.
Tony plays strategy games. I played Diablo.
Oh, okay.
I like to click on shit.
That's what PC gaming's all about. Right.
Click-clicking.
Click-click-click.
So Dub, you don't play anything, you just hate yourself and play Dark Souls 2 all the time.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I finished it on Xbox on 360, and I've done everything but kill the big fucking, there's a dragon that's an option you can kill, you don't have to, but that's the only one I can't kill because it's just kind of bullshit. You kind of have to get lucky. There's a strategy, but I just don't care that much to do it. Anyways, I got it on PC, and I've been playing it on PC again. And I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but, you know, like, for example, I played all the way through Last of Us, I really enjoyed that game, but I was kind of like left exhausted after I played it. And I just didn't, I don't know, I wasn't ready to move on and play another game. I don't know, I feel like I'm just broken now, so this is the only game I know how to play. Yeah, and I can't switch to another game yet, so I'm just waiting for my to get my soul back and play another game. I have no idea. But,
I mean, fortunately for you, there really hasn't been a whole lot since Star Souls 2 came out, so.
Yeah, I'm sitting on, Infamous Second Son, and I still have that 1 hour Metal Gear DLC. Ground Zeroes.
Shots fired. You know what would be, a great palate cleanser is Mario Kart 8.
Ooh. I ain't get a game with it.
Did that just come out today?
The reviews came out today, but the game itself, I don't think, comes out till the 30th.
Yeah, it's late. The reviews were 2 weeks early.
They're confident in that shit, yeah. The reviews are out.
One.
I mean, the Fuzzy, reviews seem
Fuzzy, are you going to buy that for the Wii U?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get a free game with it.
That's yeah, you do. That.
I don't know if I want.
Games, it's like, I have all the ones I want. I have all the free games I want.
That's the thing, is I don't have any of those, so, I get my pick.
You don't have Zelda or fucking...
I've never played Zelda Wind Waker.
All right, there's the choice.
It's a good one. What are the choices, Jeff?
I don't remember. It's all good Zelda, games. Three, all the big games.
Wii, really... Party U, and Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, the original Super Mario Brothers for it.
Is this if you buy, a Wii U right now? They'll give you a free game.
If you buy,
No, if you buy Mario Kart, they're like, here, fuck it. I mean, we don't know what we're doing, so here's a game.
Yeah.
Joy. You have to redeem it at Club Nintendo. But yeah, it's
so
pretty...
is it a digital copy then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I would say
it's a quality game.
Yeah. I would say if you've never played Wind Waker, get that. But if you have played Wind Waker, I'd say get Pikmin 3 for free.
I think I went Pikmin just because, I feel like I'm going to be disappointed with Zelda because...
You've never played it, dude. That's a really good Zelda.
I don't care because I've played all the other Zeldas that everyone loves and I've never liked them, so... I try something...
Fozzie just hates fun.
Zelda's just... overrated.
Club Nintendo's just fun.
No. That's not being officially endorsed on this show.
I endorse it.
You endorse officially.
It's getting crazy up in here.
There are bad Zelda games. I will say, some of them are not great, but Wind Waker is...
Yeah, Ocarina of Time. That game sucks.
I would say that.
Yeah. 1 out of 10.
Yeah. Skyward Sword, that game sucked too.
That game sucked. Except for some... there was one temple in that game that was so great, but
Phantom Hourglass, 8 knobs.
Yeah.
Game sucked.
Well, any DS Zelda sucked.
The only ever handheld good one was Link's Awakening.
Well, the...
Oh, wait, what about the one that just came out?
Yeah, the new one...
Oh, I've never played that one. That one doesn't exist.
Oh, my God, dude.
That one doesn't exist.
Dude, buy a 3DS, get to play that game. It's so goddamn good.
Oh, my goodness.
I do want to play it, but I'm not going to pay for it.
We just got illegally downloaded.
I can never find a 3DS emulator that works and it's not full of viruses. Yeah, I'll go on my platform right now and say it. I'll steal games. I don't give a fuck.
Well.
Shit is getting crazy up in here.
We're forwarding this podcast to the FBI.
That's what you get with Teabag Radio here. They don't pull strings.
Interpol's going to be picking up Brian.
I was going to say, the FBI can't fuck with Interpol.
I stand at the border
all the time, man. I'm surprised they haven't showed up at my door. I have a Hollywood Video on my computer right now.
That's why Hollywood Video shut down.
That's so old.
Right? I'm surprised you guys even know what I was talking about.
I've got a bad on my hard drive, I guess, then.
I can hardly tell what Dub said. He has to put his teeth in.
I will say, though, I preferred Hollywood Video to Blockbuster.
I loved Hollywood Video.
They had a giant Darth Vader poster in the back when I walked in. It was fantastic.
They're cheaper, and they had, at the time, I think, better video game selection, too.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, the Blockbuster around here always had a better video game selection than anywhere else.
Did they have Hollywood Videos in Canada?
Yeah, they did. I'm pretty sure they did. There was also a chain called Midnight Video.
there a Hollywood equivalent in Canada? Is there where all the movie stars hang out and it was called that video?
Yeah, it's probably Vancouver.
Vancouver video. Sounds good.
Alanis Morissette good. Video. You own a franchise?
Yeah, that's where all the celebrities hung out inside Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. I'm going to go Alanis Morissette today.
Flag Rayer.
Isn't it ironic?
Oh, boy. All right.
Tim Hortons and poutine.
Poutine.
Is poutine good? I've never had
poutine
it.
Poutine is delicious. My
it's,
God.
I don't know. I don't know how the South has not adopted it. It's like fucking, it's french fries, it's gravy, and it's cheese. So, I mean, like, how the fuck have not the fat fucks in the South not, like,
I was in Quebec once, and I went to a KFC, and I got, like, chicken, and it came with poutine. I was so happy.
So you can go anywhere in Canada and get poutine. Like a homeless guy could sell it to you, and he's going to do it right. You're not going to get
shitty, many places,
shitty poutine.
There's not many places you could go that wouldn't offer it. I mean, like an Italian place, they're probably going to offer it.
It's the
but
sweet
like,
tea of Canada.
Yeah, kind of, except you can pretty much get that anywhere here, too. So.
God, you people steal everything.
Yeah, we do. It's our thing.
All right.
Soon enough, we'll steal your country right from under you.
Well, you mean you keep invading it with garbage like Justin Bieber? But...
Well, we send him down there. He's right. Just like almost like a spy at this point, just to kind of cause like turmoil.
He's a plant. He comes here and impregnates young women.
No, you know that episode of South Park with the homeless where they're like sending the homeless to other people to other places to get rid of them? That's what Justin Bieber is.
Well, so we did it to Celine Dion. We figured it worked once.
Right. You just need to find another place to send Justin Bieber.
I'm sure there's
like Cuba.
Camps. Yeah, there's a camp somewhere we could send him.
I mean, send him over to Iran.
Yeah, you go to my home country.
Right. What up? Right in with the Persians.
Yeah. Persians are very loving people.
Anybody else play anything?
Played some Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a classic now, isn't it?
That is scandalous.
I guess you would consider that classic because it is on an older console, so. Yeah. I remember why I quit playing it. It's not that great.
Why? What?
It's not great.
It gets really
tedious really fast. After playing games like Warframe who kind of hold the same fundamentals.
Fucking Warframe.
Listen,
I played that game for 30 minutes. It was terrible. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
What the fuck?
I will give it that Warframe, the introduction is basically Dark Souls. You have to figure shit out on your own. There is no tutorial that is worthwhile.
Warframe is probably one of those games where like, oh yeah, after like the 8th or 9th hour it gets good, right? 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 Yeah, it's probably one of those goddamn games.
Not gonna disagree.
I know you
won't. But after putting 1700 hours into it, yeah, it's fucking badass.
I get that now. Amazes me, man. I don't know how you can just keep playing that. Like,
well, not
I
having
feel
a
like,
job kind of helps.
Well, well, you know, I don't know. I guess you ask the same question to somebody that plays like World of Warcraft for, you know, 8 hours a day for 5 years or something. But
yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I've only been playing it for about a year coming up this month, and yeah, I mean it's. There's new content added every week. Sometimes there's obviously an off week, but usually once a month there's a big update, and there's like new story content, new enemy types, new weapons added. So
that's
like
pretty cool because it's all free, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing, like I said, the only thing you really have to pay for in the game is cosmetic stuff. There's nothing else. You can get by on everything else. You won't be like if you wanted to spend real money, you could buy more Warframe slots and weapon slots, so you could have a bigger collection of stuff. But if you were smart and bought, because they give you 50 platinum when you first start, so you can buy one Warframe slot or you can buy a bunch of weapon slots. Plus, they give you one extra Warframe slot and 6 like weapon slots from the beginning. If you were smart and you got the right weapons and the right frames, you could basically go, you could live off those 2 frames and 6 weapons. Like you wouldn't have to farm for anything else. You wouldn't have to. I mean, you're gonna have to do some farming to build them, but you would never have to spend real world money. You could do everything from beginning to end.
See, that's the problem I always have with free to play games is there's always something that finally hooks me where I spend real money just because I get fed up or I want something.
And like,
I mean, that's their hook, so they know how it works.
like, for me, the hook was, like, the first time I'd got the parts for a new frame, but I already had two frames currently. And I was like, well, fuck, I want to build this one. So I spent the money to get platinum, and then from there, it was just a downward spiral. Like, I haven't spent much, to be honest. I've probably only spent maybe $30 in total, and I've gotten everything in the game. Like, I don't have anything not in the game. So I've spent $30 less than a retail game and gotten more out of it than any retail game I've ever played.
Oh.
So it's pretty badass to think that someone finally made a game that hooked me like that, and I didn't have to pay shit to sink my teeth into, kind of thing.
Path of Exile was like that. They're really good about their free to play, because again,
there's no paywall.
There's
no paywall in Path of Exile. There's no paywall in that Warframe. There's none in what's the other one I recently played? Shit, I can't think of what it is. What's that one?
Did you say MechWarrior Online? Because that one definitely had a...
Yeah, no, you could buy anything with in-game credits. The only one you couldn't buy were Hero Mechs, which there was really no paywall. Like, those weren't better because the game is still a strategic... a game that would have a paywall that would be kind of... that's pay to win would be a Hawken. Hawken's something where if you paid money up front, you could be better than everybody else. Mm. Same thing with, like, it's not in the same vein, but... The Elder Scrolls, not The Elder Scrolls Online, but The Old Republic. That game, free to play, you can play from beginning to end and get one character to the max level, but then you can't do anything else. They won't let you do any of the, like, after end game stuff, or you don't have a lot of things to expand on in your inventory. You have to pay to get farther in that game. So that's where I would Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not gonna do that. That turns me off immediately when I start a game. When I see that's how they're gonna play it, I stop. But Warframe wasn't that, so.
Cool. But not Mass Effect 3.
No. Well, no, Mass Effect 3 is just, it's one game type. Like, say Warframe is like, there's one game type called Defense, which is just wave after wave of enemy coming at one thing.
Okay.
Or there's Survival, which is like, you have to keep replenishing your air while enemies come at you. Mass Effect 3 is just survival. It's just wave after wave up to 10 or 11 waves of enemies coming at you, increasingly more difficult, and then it ends, and then you start another map. And after you've done every map so many times, it's so fucking tedious to do anything. And their whole bullshit fucking buying containers with shit in it that is fucking the worst random crap I've ever seen.
Well, that's what kind of ruined it, I think. They needed to allow you to... you know, choose. You could, like, choose to get shit. Maybe you had to pay, like, more higher premium price to get it, but that way you didn't have to deal with getting random shit you didn't want all the time.
Yeah,
they never added that either, and I think that would have made it...
The only thing they've recently added that I didn't know they had was arsenal packs and reserves packs, which one has a higher chance of characters and one has a higher chance of rare weapons.
Yeah,
but you're still paying.
You still don't get what you want necessarily.
No, it's all 100% random. Like, you're still, yeah, you have to play about four matches on silver difficulty to get enough credits, or $2 up front.
They like, did add some objective modes though, but you're right. I mean, the core of it is still just shoot enemies, and the fact that you and I played that every day for 12 hours for 8 months is...
I'm sure I've... And I didn't have Raptor at the time, so I didn't have full hours logged into it either, so I couldn't even tell you what my average, you know, every day was, but yeah, I put way too many hours into what a game now when I think about it, it's like, how did I do that? Maybe because there wasn't any,
that now with Warframe.
But Warframe, I feel like, is a much more open game. There's so much more, like, the tile sets are constantly growing, so the maps are always different. Like, they're not always different now, but they are constantly growing, and there's like, there's
sounds
there's
like a bacterial infection. It's constantly growing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I couldn't yes and that because I had nowhere to go. I had no but.
Ryan's boner for Warframe is constantly growing.
I mean, it's kind of subsided. Like, I don't play as much as I used to. A lot of it now is time management when it comes to building, because everything takes like 12 to 24 hours to build once you have the parts. So it's a lot of just farming materials to build things I want. But I've gotten to the plateau where I've gotten everything. So now I just kind of play to kind of stockpile stuff. I only play like maybe an hour or two in a day. Whereas before I was playing a solid 12 hours a day.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a pay, that is a fucking 3 days on, 3 days off paying job. But I'm not getting paid, I'm actually spending money when I play it.
I don't spend that much. I spent maybe in the last, since January of this year, I may have spent $5.
That's not really not that bad.
No, it's not. And when you think about it, like almost 6 months, having paid only $5, that's nothing.
Right.
It's crazy low amounts of money. Whereas when I was working, I was spending $60 a game, sometimes twice a week, over a month period. So I was spending well over $200 for a game that I might have put 8 hours into. So yeah. That, you made me talk about Warframe. Now everybody's bored. Nobody's listening anymore.
Are we still talking about the goddamn game?
What the fuck? See? So yeah, so that's it.
I well, nobody want to talk about Dark Souls 2, so.
Yeah. What?
So tell us about Dark Souls 2, Dub. Like,
I have nothing to say.
Okay.
I don't think any of you guys have played it.
Just like Demon Souls?
I played about 30, 40 hours of it.
Wait, did you finish it?
No. Not.
What? did you finish the first one?
No, I never finished any of them. Oh, okay. I put like Dark Souls 1, I put like 90 hours into.
That's insane.
Is it anything like it. Demon Souls?
Yeah.
It is like
mean,
Demon
it's
Souls?
The same game. I mean,
okay, yeah. I played that one.
Dark Souls is better though because Demon Souls is broken down into levels, which are really hard to get through, and Dark Souls is open and there's like save
areas.
Points. Yeah.
I think 2 is more approachable. It's easier if you let it to be easier, you know? You don't have to let it play easy. There's just things that they've done that they know will help you kind of, you know, make it not as painful. But you can choose to skip that shit and just play as hardcore as you want, and it can be just as difficult.
And the thing about those games too is, like, you could summon people to help you beat the bosses, which is how I get through most of it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's
the
not
online
either.
Action.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard game, but like, get people to help you, and it's so awesome.
I'll probably play the first one because there was rumors that it might become one of those Xbox Game with Gold games in the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's next month.
June. So yeah, so I'll probably play the first one.
The online feature, the multiplayer was broken on the first game in Dark Souls 1. So it was really hit and miss if you're going to get anybody summoned to help you or vice versa. But Dark Souls 2, that's completely fixed, so it was a lot easier, I think. People were surprised about how it was so much easier because you could actually get help in the game by summoning people, where the first game you couldn't get shit. You'd sit there for like an hour trying to get somebody summoned.
Yeah, I always thought it's because no one was playing, but that was not the case. It's actually a pretty well-selling game, and like so, yeah. In the second game, I had no problems. Anytime I want to summon somebody, no problem.
But it's a lot of fun. Like the there's so many different weapons you can use, and they all have their different movements and skill move sets. So it really feels like you're wielding a sword or using like a, you know, a fencing sword or fucking a giant axe or a spear. I mean, they all perform differently. So there's a strategy for those, and some work better than others. And that's a lot of fun. And yeah, it's challenging, but, you know, the save points, I remember like with Demon Souls, the save points were fucking terrible. Like if you got killed at some point in that level, you had to start all the way back from the beginning. In Dark Souls 1 and 2, they have those bonfires now. So it's kind of like a save point. So you could go there. So if you die, you respawn at that bonfire. So you didn't have to start all the way back at the beginning of the level. And then, you know, after you die 30 times, you're just like, fuck this. In Dark Souls 2, I think the bonfire is a little bit more frequent. So like I said, there are ways. There's actually achievement or a trophy, I believe, that if you complete the whole game without activating the bonfires.
So if you're fucking hardcore, go for it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like being like a really long fucking game without saving ever, right?
Playing an old Nintendo game, dude. No saves.
Right, except that old Nintendo game is like hundreds of hours long. you know what I mean? That's fucked up.
You guys, we should just go back to typing in picture passwords to get our progress back. I think that's what we all need. We're all getting a little too fucking comfortable where we're at.
Yeah, we're spoiled now. Spoiled gamers. We have everything in our fingers.
Playing fucking...
Spoilers.
Typing in the code to get to the fucking Dr. Wily stage because I'd already did everything else.
I remember that. I think there was a code to get to Mike Tyson in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. There was some cheat code.
Oh, there probably was.
guys.
Remember when cheat codes didn't affect achievements because achievements didn't exist? Those were the days.
You could like, and you could buy an attachment to put your cartridge in, like the
Game Genie. Oh yeah, Game Genie.
Yeah. It was like the only 1 kilobyte of memory or something for your
game. Pretty sure that's the only way I beat, Ninja Gaiden, the first one on the NES, was with a Game Genie's help, cause that game was fucking impossible.
It's crazy looking back, so I actually did beat that game, right? But it's like if I tried to play it now, I would not.
Oh,
be
I'd
able
fucking
to
stab a bunch of babies. Yeah.
Reminds me of that scene in Back to the Future 2 when Marty's like sees Duck Hunt in the arcade at the restaurant. He's like, oh, I was, you know, so good at this game, and he played and the kids watched him, and then the kids were like, oh, you gotta use your hands? What the fuck?
not impressed. you Dark Souls players, like, are you kind of interested in this Project Beast thing rumor going around, which is basically
Beast.
Dark Souls with a shotgun?
Yeah, I saw that, and that looks fucking fantastic. I totally play that. I don't know if it's real. I mean, it could, that's fine. I kind of feel like it looked like, Vampire Hunter D sort of, you know, with the hat and, you know, he had a shotgun and stuff. So, I looked almost like a Dark Souls game, but like you said, with just a shotgun. And yeah, I'd love to play that. It'd be a lot of fun. Cause I like that game. I don't know why. I mean, I know some people, I think you just have to have that patience and that determination to like, you know, not let the game beat you and just, you know, figure it out. And once you figure it out, it's actually not that hard. It's really easy. But, yeah, I'd totally be all over Project Beast. Game of the year.
Tony,
actually curious if Sean comes on, if he played Dark Souls 2, because he was way more of a Dark Souls fan than anybody I knew. And I feel like he's probably gotten too hipster. He's like, nah, I played that shit. Everybody likes that game now. So we'll see what he said.
Oh, Sean just plays Elder Scrolls Online. So don't give me shit about Warframe.
Yeah, at least your game's free.
Damn.
And not shitty.
But now when it comes to consoles, are you guys interested in trying it at all? Or are you like, fuck this, I'm not gonna even bother? Cause it is
Well, all I've read about is that it's horrible. Well, so I'm not that excited.
Yeah, like, and Ryan's glowing endorsement there doesn't give me much.
You know what? I only played the beta, and the beta was hot garbage. Like, it was fucking just trash. If you expect going into it playing fucking an Elder Scrolls game, just shoot yourself in the face. Because it's an MMO.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. Shoot yourself in the face.
Yeah.
It's over. It's off.
You might as well kill yourself.
See ya.
If it was... And I have a feeling that by the time it does actually hit consoles, it'll probably be free to play. So I might try
that. Yeah, that might happen actually. The one I'm concerned about most going for, well, I'm not concerned. That's a really strong word and a bad word to use, but is that Final Fantasy one?
14?
If that one, yeah, I would be surprised if that is free to play before Elder Scrolls.
I played like 10 minutes of that beta on the PlayStation 4 and I was like, this is gay.
But because it's a Sony Entertainment Online game, I have a feeling they won't make it free to play before Elder Scrolls Online. I feel like Bethesda is a smarter company about that shit, and they'll see, like, based on PC sales that by the time it hits console, maybe, I'll say maybe 6 months after the console release, it'll be free to play.
I have some friends that are hardcore into fucking Final Fantasy 14. There is not an MMO that I've ever gone into, and I've tried. Oh, Lord, have I tried. But
I mean, I wasn't before.
You played Star Wars Galaxies, man.
Dude, yeah, that shows commitment right there. I have an Old Republic.
They changed that game so many times.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Star Wars Galaxy,
played
let
Old
me
Republic
tell you about
too.
That, too.
You played Old Republic,
but
too.
Star Wars Galaxy, I was in a fucking clan for like 2 years before that game came out. 2 fucking years. And
before the game came out.
There was a lot of high
came out. Like, I put
game.
A lot of commitment into
like,
the clan. I worked my way up. We had, like, rankings in there. I was one of the generals.
Wait, before the game came out?
Yes, before the
like,
game
how
came
were you
out.
Building, how were you, like, getting promotions and stuff?
Like, no, it was...
It was like an 80s montage.
We were
forms interaction. Promotion.
Like, Rocky.
No, no,
like,
no. It was just, like, it was, like, a forum, and it was a website, and, like... You know, like, I was a very active contributor, so, like, yeah, okay, you
well,
can be one of the
right.
generals when
that's
it came out.
That's fucking hysterical.
And then, so, like, it came out, it was fucking garbage, god damn
that
game,
so
like,
bad.
I just, oh my,
It did not.
Like, oh, and everything they promised in that game. Yeah, like, I mean, there's so much stuff. Like, there's going to be factions. You can do, like, clan support.
Space
and,
titties,
you know.
You could be a dancer.
What? Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I just remember going to Tatooine, and there was, like, just a bunch of people would go to this one spot and dance.
Yep.
That's the only
and
thing
then,
I ever
And then, like,
happens.
Everyone, all well, you try to do you. Was become a Jedi.
Yeah, once they Apparently, released that, I was going to the Tatooine way out in the boonies and going to the Jedi campsite and trying
to... Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Get, I don't know, midichlorians or something, I don't know.
That dumb thing they introduced. Let's all just forget that happened.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No. I don't know.
Let's not talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, and no more MMOs. Anyways, I played a couple new things this week.
Okay.
I played Starwall.
The game is fun as fuck.
Oh my lord.
What is Starwall?
So, Starwall is a game featuring narwhals. And, so you have this heart on your belly. So, you have to protect the heart.
So it's like Care Bears.
I was just gonna say Care Bears, yeah.
What?
No. Well, you're basically, like, belly. You're just, it's four player, like, madness. It's just fucking madness. And you have to stab other people in the heart with your horn.
Which is on your belly.
Exactly like Care Bears.
And there's, like, different modes, and it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I haven't played, but I do want to eventually get some of my friends over.
The only goddamn problem is it's local only.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. So, but the nice thing is that it's controller support, and I've been doing this with a lot of, like, indie games, is I'll download them onto my laptop, which can play them pretty, you know, it's not fucking Crysis 3 here, you know. A pretty standard laptop can probably play it, so, you know, you just take the Xbox little, like, receiver thing, and then you can hook up four controllers to that. Easy peasy. Anyways, but yeah, so, playing that, playing some more Broforce as well, and I got Nidhogg.
Yeah.
So
yeah, is Broforce pretty fun? I've heard about that game.
Dude, Broforce, and the nice thing is that does have online. It's fucking insane four player. It's like almost unplayable with four people because the thing is that I think you guys would really like it. It's all about a mockery of like 80s, like they're all like stereotypes of it.
Get to the chopper.
Exactly. So, but like when you have four people playing, everyone's shooting stuff, there's explosions going on everywhere. You can barely like keep track of what your guy's doing, but like, this is a game made for...
It's a side-scroller, kind of like Contra, right?
Yeah, but the nice thing about it is that this one is fully destructible. So, like, it's a lot of fun just being able to kind of carve your own way, like, kind of into, you know, if you don't want to go up, you can always just go right through the fucking level if you want. So, it's cool like that. And then just, like, the humor is really good in it, too. So, and there's quite a few game modes as well. So, again, it's definitely best played with buddies on the couch. So, I mean, hopefully I want to have, like, a night where, like, just I have people over and we could play these games. And you know, that's kind of the reason I got them. But for the time being, Starwall's pretty awesome. I was watching the Let's Play that they did for that. And it looks like a ton of fun, so I'm really excited to get some people over and, you know, actually go ahead and play that too.
Sounds cool.
Are these games just on PC? Are they on, like, can you get
they're
them on
Xbox? They're
eventually
going to be on PS4, I believe.
Yeah, they said they were coming to consoles soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a matter of time. I think,
sweet,
like, maybe later.
I can play it on my awesome indie console, the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that's exactly why you buy a PS4, for indie games.
That's pretty much what's on there.
Yeah, that's it right now.
Nah, it's cool. I like that they do that, but, you know, it's not like either console has amazing selection of games, but I'd like to see some more AAA titles.
Yeah.
Fun. Tony, you been playing anything?
I got the Titanfall DLC.
Yes, let's talk about that.
So, that came out today, right?
That came out today.
That wasn't free, was it?
No.
That was not free, no.
What if you bought the season pass?
It was free. So I have the season pass, so it was free, right?
And why did my game update a gig? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, there
was
a
patch too.
Stuff, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, they added a bunch into, you know, the UI, like, the stat stuff gets sorted out. You can sort it by map now.
Finally. Jesus.
When your match is over and you see the stuff from the last match, you can actually see the, like the kill window as opposed to the
scoreboard, which hasn't been there since launch.
Who launches a game and doesn't have that?
The game's over. You don't need a scoreboard. I want to know where
Did you have fun? That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Grandpa.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, I can't see any of that shit. Like, oh, well, I sucked anyway, so.
Oh, man, Grandpa. I'm so good at that game. I can hop back in now and see that my last match was 11 kills and one death.
Dude, it's so hard to do a rodeo now because, like, everybody just shoots you off. The last
time that's,
I played.
That's true. Like, I never used any Titan defense other than the cloud, the electric cloud.
Smoke, man. That's where it's at.
You just take them out. You just kill whoever's rodeoing you.
And then you just laugh at their dead corpse. Although if you have headphones, which is pretty awesome, you can hear them before they have a chance to rip the hatch off.
Yeah, you hear them like land on your, you hear that little sound, you're like, oh, electric smoke.
And the thing is,
I killed somebody before he damaged me today.
Yeah, like the great thing about headphones, because you can hear everything, is that what's the big one called? Not Atlas, but
the Ogre.
Yeah. Ogre. Because the Ogre's so big, it takes them a while to get to the hatch. As soon as you hear them first land on it, I just jump out, and it locks you in the animation to get the hatch open so they can't jump off yet. I just shoot them before they even get the hatch off. It's great.
Oh, nice.
So what do you get in this new DLC, Tony?
You get three maps. There is a swamp map. There's another industrial map. I'm not sure why they added another one called Runoff. But the one really cool map is War Games.
Yeah, that one is cool looking.
It's basically the training level.
Yeah, it's a VR map.
It's cool when you kill an enemy because now they kind of like disintegrate, so like dying as a corpse. The map itself, I don't know. I was running around. No one ever seemed to really know where they were going, so it was really easy to kill people.
Yeah, are they bigger maps? Because I know some of the Titanfall maps are huge, and then some of them are like super compact, and like you're like bumping shoulders with your other Titans all the time. And then other times, everybody's all over the fucking map, and you can't find anybody to kill.
Runoff is pretty tight. The other two are larger.
Yeah, Swamped, which I played on. That seems really big.
That seems huge, right?
And because of the way it's built, like, if you are, you know, handling your jumps, or you can, like, fly around the trees.
And for someone who enjoys the shotgun, it's a little too open.
Space shotgun.
I wish it
were. Yeah, I'm a shotgun fanatic. Where's my goddamn shotgun level?
I was pretty good at Titanfall when I played.
You're calling shotgun people the hardest working people in Titanfall pussies?
It's the wind button. What the fuck are you talking about?
The wind button.
The wind button. What?
You know how close I have to be.
Not the wind button. Everything.
The one shot while you're getting fucking desecrated. I mean,
you have to get so close with the shotgun though to get a kill. Like,
sure, but that's how you have to do it. Run and gun, baby. Run and gun.
Yeah. It ain't easy, yo. It ain't easy being.
Next, you're gonna tell me you love the smart pistol.
Oh Lord.
I hate the smart pistol, honestly.
Take filth out of my face.
Unless I can get the amped smart pistol, that's worth using.
I'm not a fan of that thing at all. Especially after it got nerfed. But I just didn't like it beforehand.
I think they recalibrated it again for this patch.
Jesus Christ.
I'm totally gonna use it now.
Yeah, because
it sucked.
I think they calibrated it up, it does lock on quicker now.
Great.
Really?
So
time to get in on that.
So I've pre-ordered a Xbox One. I'm about halfway paid off now. I put it on layaway
there,
over
to the motherland.
Yeah. So, but then they announced this $399 version.
Oh boy.
No, get the other one. Get the one with Kinect. Cause
yeah, I know. I just want it so I can change channels with the voice.
It's so nice. Oh. The voice commands are so nice.
Yeah, it's so nice, especially when you're just lying down and then the hand gesture goes fucking crazy. I don't want a hand gesture while I'm doing video.
You can turn it off. You can turn it off. Yes, you can. Yes.
You can turn off hand and not voice?
Yes.
Really?
Go into the Kinect controls. There's a button now. I think they patched it in at some point, because I know you couldn't do it when it launched, but you can now, and I have done it.
Oh, my God. Sexy box. All right, for once, you guys are worth something to me.
Sounds like Fozzie's going to trade your kidneys for money.
Well, I mean, like, seriously. I mean, I do like the Kinect for the voice controls. I never use, like, the only thing I use, I guess, for any facial or hand gestures would be just the, like, anything else. Like, I don't
use any of the camera gestures.
I let it auto sign me in.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that doesn't require any effort. You just
walk
in.
It's beautiful.
Hello. Look at me. Look at me.
It's kind of nice because it's like, oh, hello. And it's like, oh, somebody knows.
They acknowledge me. Sweet.
I have a friend.
I do get a little annoyed that sometimes it won't acknowledge me, but it'll sign everybody else in my family.
Blacklisted.
Hello, Diana. Xbox. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Leah. Hello, Morgan. Yeah, where the... Hello!
Are those fake names that...
I bought you!
That's my family.
Oh, that's not good.
Hello, family.
Maybe that's just the Kinect telling you that you guys are in a fight. It's giving you the silent treatment.
It's like my whole family hates me.
There's like a priority list of who sits, you know, down in front of it that it activates.
It's like, I have the fucking controller in my hand. Sign me in.
That's when you throw it out at the show, it's about who's boss.
What I find, like, hilarious is that my favorite thing is that with the cable box, I can just sit there and go, Xbox, turn, you know, watch AMC.
You'll get ESPN.
Changes the channel. I love that. It's amazing because I don't have to scroll through 30 pages of channels.
That's like the worst thing about modern TV.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Remember when we had 7 channels and you just pressed you had to click it on the front of the thing?
Next. Everybody hated that when I had the remote. But.
UHF, VHF.
Yeah.
Right.
Scrambled porn.
Oh, yeah.
The good old days.
Fozzie knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. You're like pressing the AB button on the cable box.
Actually, that's funny that you say that because the cable boxes I have still have those. It's ABC. ABC and D.
Canadian.
Switch back and forth, press it fast enough, you kind of get a clear picture for a second.
Like, oh, that was a tit.
Yeah.
Jack Bat.
So right. you're jumping in on the Xbox One train, Dub?
Yeah, eventually I'll get it paid off here. I have a couple of my friends have it already, and I know that they're going to get Destiny on that, obviously, because they're one console guys. So I'll probably end up getting it, in time for Destiny.
Lucky Fresh?
Looks pretty sweet. Yeah.
Destiny.
Sweet Lewis.
I don't know. Jeff and I were making fun of Destiny earlier today.
I lost interest in Destiny.
It doesn't look great.
It. Yeah. No. It doesn't look like it's going to blow me away, but I figure when it comes out, it'll be a lot of fun to play for 3 months.
It looks boring.
For about 3 weeks before all the other games hit.
I do hate the gameplay videos. Oh god, everything seems so forced.
Talking about like it's an MMO RP, like an MMO shooter. It's like, I don't want that. You kind of just lost me.
It's Halo with capes.
Yeah, right.
You kind of.
Now I'm back in.
It's Halo-derlands. That's what I'm calling it now.
Halo-derlands.
Halo-derlands.
If it's Borderlands, I don't want it anymore. I think I'm done with Borderlands.
That's what it looks like. Like even like the animation of like the weapons and stuff. It just.
God
well, here's
it.
The thing
Will
that worries
stop?
Me is that Bungie was not very good about customizing, you know, your Spartans and stuff in Halo multiplayer. So I'm worried that the customization choices based on the loot you get are not going to be very varied. It's just going to be like, you know, a green hood, a blue hood or something. And that may suck because the loot you get is going to be retarded. Because, I mean, how much Halo multiplayer did you play to unlock a goddamn shoulder plate that looked pretty much the same
way more
as
than
else?
I wanted to.
375 bajillion credits to get this knee pad.
I mean, I like Halo multiplayer, I do, but it's just, I don't want that with a different title.
Well, right, especially since Halo 5 is going to come out and it's going to actually be Halo.
Yeah, you guys, just changing subjects because no reason. Just cause. Did you guys see Sunset Overdrive? Did you see the trailer for that?
I saw the stuff from E3 last year.
I'm pretty hyped. I did not realize that it is a fucking...
box art.
No, okay. That's...
Well, that's how I used to pick games when I was a kid, so... You give me a good box art, I will buy the fuck out of your game.
No, but like...
The best box art ever, though.
Nice. I want to look for
it. Damn it. Okay, listen. It's amazing how close it looks like the Jet Set Radio. I'm really fucking excited for that game now. It looks really cool.
Does the box have all the heads?
What? Yeah, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
The last game Insomniac did, they just cut all the heads off. It was four dudes on a cover and there was no heads.
Oh, was that Fuse or whatever?
Yeah, Fuse heads. Just bodies.
Well, this looks
different. Said Jet Set Radio and I lost interest.
What the? God damn it. Whatever. Like, you like Warframe, so...
But there's a...
Yeah, I like good games. You're right.
It's a radio is an amazing game. What are you talking about? Well, yeah, but I mean, like, there's definitely the aspect of just, like, the way that you move around in the level itself.
The traversal, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of grinding, and that's a ratchet kind of... yeah. A lot of grinding that way, too.
Totally. It has the Jet Set Radio, and it also has that Dead Rising feel to it, too. But, I don't know, it looks pretty cool. You know, it definitely will have, again, a lot of weapons similar to, like, Dead Rising, like, outlandish and everything like that. But,
wait, didn't Jet Set Radio just, like, almost like Tony Hawk, but on rollerblades?
But, I mean, like, that wasn't really the point of it. It was just, like, exploring the city and tagging, like, places. I guess, but...
But you said there's weapons in Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, yeah, it's a shooter.
It's a shooter. But, like, I'm just saying that when I first looked at it, it looked just like, the way that you would get around in the level. I mean, it looks like Jet Set Radio.
Okay. Have you ever played...
And the visuals are really, like, vivid, too, like Jet Set Radio.
But have you ever played, like, Ratchet & Clank?
Never been a fan.
I have.
Well, I mean, like the traversal is going to be like a lot like that with the grinding and the speed.
If it's a multiplayer shooter, I think that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks like it's four players.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get back on the Bungie thing with Destiny. I lost a lot of interest too when Martin O'Donnell was let go. You guys probably already talked about that, but you lose the head. You lose it like you lose a fucking composer like that, you lose a lot of interest, because Halo's music is one of the biggest things that pulls me back every time.
Well, what blows me away too is that they dump so much into the music of it. They, you know, they had Marty and Paul McCartney working together on the soundtrack for this, and then they let him go, they fired him, like, that doesn't make any sense, and he's been with them for so long. I would think that they'd have a very strong relationship.
I'm actually surprised we haven't heard fucking 323 pick them up or 343 pick them up.
I wonder if maybe that's going to be like an E3 announcement. Like
that'd be pretty cool.
They pull him out to announce like
Halo 5's music being composed by Mario.
They already got like one of the guys from Bungie back. Microsoft Studios got him back. Joel Staten or somebody, one of the guys that was working on Halo. So he's back at Microsoft. I don't know if he's with 343, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they throw him back at the Halo games or try to come up with some cool new IP that they desperately need.
Yeah, I think at this point, like, have they announced the new Gears yet?
No, it's rumored to be announced at E3, though.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
I know that they're making a Gears game. They announced that they're making one with Black Tusk Studios, and the old producer, Rod Ferguson, I think, he's back doing it. So I know it's there. They just haven't. I don't think they've actually made an official, like, you know, this is the title of the game, and you know, this is.
Yeah, and I think what we'll see at E3 is just a like a CG trailer.
Yeah,
like Marcus coming out and stomping on.
Yeah, because I mean, if Halo 5 is going to be in 2015, I wouldn't be surprised if they push Gears to 16.
Yeah, which makes sense. Give it as much time as it needs.
At this point, the way consoles are going, like a year for an exclusive title is kind of, you know, a big deal. So
yeah,
it didn't. What was it? Didn't the Division just get pushed back or something?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, so I mean, this year for console cycle games, it's rough.
It feels like 2015 is going to be the year for the well, I guess
it'll be
next gen or current gen games finally. You know.
Yeah, because I mean, I mean, just on the Xbox alone, you're going to have Halo 5, and then you're going to have The Division, you're going to have Assassin's Creed this year, but it'll be kind of leading into next year.
I mean, like, yeah. That's how it is. Like 2007 was a huge year for 360.
And what is it, Watch Dogs? Watch Dogs is going to get delayed again. I can fucking almost guarantee it.
No, it's already, not. No, it's like, already gone gold.
Oh, has it gone? When does that game come out?
This month.
Really,
well, weeks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Very, very soon.
That's how much I've been hearing about it.
Really? Because the media is like full.
I don't pay attention.
You can't get away from it now.
They have tons of trailers for that game.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the games media very much anymore.
Oh.
Watch Dogs!
Nothing wrong with that. They need a cool jingle like that. That's why they didn't grab you.
I find my own media that way. Like, if people are talking about it, then I'm interested. But nobody's talking about that game anymore.
Like, yeah, hype for that has definitely died off.
And I've lost a lot. Until the game comes out and people are talking about it and it's good, then I'll pay attention again. But until then, it just sounds like a lot of hype that's not there anymore. Like, because I had no interest in Assassin's Creed 4, then people were like, holy shit, this game's great. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck? And lucky enough, I got it for free. And it was fan-fucking-tastic. It was one of my favorite games last year, you know, so... If they can pull Watch Dogs, like, or what did I say? Watch Dogs? What's it called? Watch Dogs? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
I don't even know what the fucking name is anymore.
The name doesn't sound right.
I was thinking Sleeping Dogs. I keep thinking Sleeping Dogs, but, yeah, it's a great game. But, yeah, if the hype survives past launch, then yeah, maybe I'll get interested. But until then, I could give two fucks less. Couldn't give two fucks less.
Well, I mean, I think most people are that way, you know, until a game comes out, or at least it's like a week or two out, that's when you start seeing that interest, because, I mean, you can play it soon.
That, but not according to the IGN forums.
Well, that's just game journals' websites. They got to post content because they have to have news for people to read, like, you know.
Yeah.
They post so much bullshit, it's always like... You know,
well, that's just it,
Watch
right?
Dogs has a new character. His name's Larry, and we'll reveal him next week. And you're like, who gives a shit? I don't care.
And it's like,
Larry's a cable guy.
You know, I was, you know, at the first one I said, no, I don't listen to this thing. It's not just you guys. I don't listen to gaming podcasts anymore. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore about games media and fucking what they have to say. Like, it's
you
just
should
not...
listen to us, though, because we're awesome.
I mean, yeah, I do. I'm lying. I don't. But...
God damn it, Ryan.
Like, even Giant Bomb, like, there's a reason I don't listen to the Bombcast much anymore, but it's just, like, I don't care. Games journalism, like, is such full of shit that I don't care anymore. I just find my own way to find out a game is good, and that's usually through social media. Like,
wait. But Giant Bomb.
Yeah. I haven't visited Giant Bomb in over a month.
What?
The last website I listened to, that I went to watch any kind of games footage was Achievement Hunter. And because it's not media, they're not shoving their opinions down my throat. Because they're just playing
games.
Yeah, well, like I said, ever since Ryan Davis died, it's not been the same for me.
Shit.
It's been rough.
Shot.
And, like, I don't know. It just seems they've gotten way more and more opinionated. And, I don't know. I don't care. I just don't care. Like, I have my own opinion. I'll fucking follow that. And like I said, I prefer... what people are playing. Like, if people are saying it's good, like the everyday person is saying it's good, then I'll start listening more than I will than some guy who could potentially be paid to say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, and that's the thing is that, well, first off, I mean, they are in a fucking kind of a predicament. I mean, you have to get this review out, so, I mean, really, how much time are they spending with it? Exactly. You're right, there's always kind of that shady... Come on. Skyward Sword was not a 10 by any fucking means. Hmm. It's the same for Uncharted 3 and
one
a
of the
lot
games
of
I
major
go
websites
back to.
That put those out too.
One of the games I always go back to was, what was that one there that had Jack Black as the main character?
Brutal Legend?
Yes.
Brutal Legend. Like, websites were giving that a fucking 9. That game was a fucking 5, if any.
I mean, like, hey, the first half was pretty fucking good, but did they stop? I mean, like...
No, they didn't.
Like, it got really bad.
And then you're like, when did this become an RTS? What the hell's going on?
Exactly. A very bad RTS.
What did I fucking pay for?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's other games that they've fucking, that I can't think of right now that have been reviewed.
I mean, like fucking, yeah. I mean, like, game journalism, you can talk a fucking forever about that shit.
Uncharted
3
is the worst one.
Oh, yes, Uncharted 3. Greg Miller gives it a 10.0. Are you fucking retarded?
That game was awful. I'm sorry.
I mean, like, this, yeah, and, like, I really try to laugh.
2 is definitely the Empire Strikes Back.
Here's the thing.
Uncharted 2, like, forever, whatever problems it may have had, everything else outweighed it for me. It was fucking fantastic.
The story was great, like, the ending was good, like, everything about it was just nice, like, it was a great little package, but... And Uncharted 3 was still visually awesome, but I think that maybe it was more 7.5 or 8. But I think that the hype around it, but also the thing that I always get really sketchy about with games journalism is like, just like looking at Twitter and like, everyone's friends with each other. Everyone's fucking friends with each other. Like, reviewers are friends with the developers. The PR people always hang out with them. It doesn't feel like a business, like, relationship. It feels more personal. So, I'd rather people that weren't already invested in the game, like, franchise to review these games. Like, why do they have fanboys reviewing games when you know that they're going to give them, like,
Which is my fault, interview like that. If the interviewer, the journalist was like, met the guy like, hey, I'm, you know, John so-and-so from Sony Games, and we're gonna show you, fuck you, just show me the game, asshole. I would watch that. That would be great if he, like insulted him.
But, as a consumer, it's kind of my fault, too, because I know Greg's a fanboy, and then I read his review, and I'm like, oh, this game sounds pretty hype, and then you play it, and it's like, oh, I fell for it. I'm fucking stupid. Like, of course he gave it a 10. And then he comes out admits later, oh, that game wasn't a 10. What the fuck is your problem, dude?
Got a free hand job. Sony hand
job. What was the thing he came out and said? Oh, we was talking about game of the year last year. He's like, well, my personal game of the year is this, but I'm going to vote for this in IGN's game of the year. I was like, are you fucking stupid? What the fuck is wrong with you, you retard? Like, that's the stupidest fucking logic I've ever heard. Oh, I like this game better than the rest of the games this year, but I'm going to vote for this one.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's like, I just want to be on the winning team, so I know this one's going to win, so I'm going to give my vote to it, too. Okay, retard, what's wrong with you?
What was the game of the year last year for IGN? Wasn't it Last of Us?
I don't read their website. I don't fucking give a shit. It was probably something. It was probably Uncharted 3, for fuck's sake.
They just gave it to him again.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
One more time.
Oh, Greg said we should, so let's do that.
We gave Tomb Raider our game of the year. God damn it, no one gave Tomb Raider our game of the year. That's fucking hype.
Tomb Raider on the PS4 was fan-fucking-tastic.
Tomb Raider was my game of the year last year. I agreed with you guys. That was
insane. Awesome.
That was a good call.
We don't play fucking favorite.
Yeah, I played it twice.
I played it after we gave it game of the year, and I was like, man, we made really good call on
that.
Yeah,
that game is a lot of fun to play.
I played it at launch on 360, and I played it like 3 months later on PC, and it was great both times.
Man, the story's not bad for Tomb Raider, though. I mean,
well, yeah,
origin story, which is always great. I love origin. Who doesn't like a good origin story?
People who watch Superman movies, apparently,
because
they all fucking.
It's hilarious that she was like a trained killer.
I liked Man of Steel.
So did I. Thank you.
I did too.
I might be biased, but hearing people who don't like Superman say it was a good movie, that's good.
I thought it was.
Although I will say the stupidest fucking thing ever is like. This whole thing about Superman not wanting to kill people, they had a fight in a goddamn city, there was buildings that fell, people died, goddammit.
But he didn't
Superman
do it directly,
could have
though.
Left.
Yeah.
He could have left. Yeah, he could have been like, let's fight somewhere else. He didn't see it. He had his eyes closed.
It's like
fuck
when you
that.
Run a red light. You close your eyes. I didn't see it. It's not illegal.
Out of sight,
that's
out of mind.
Shit. That's
died.
Like superhero fucking logic right there. But whatever.
Yeah, it's
actually
Comics
fucking
logic.
Awesome.
That's...
It was fucking... It was like the
I like
closest
Man
thing to real
it's
life
just
DBZ.
Slow, but I mean, Christopher Nolan movies are slow.
Yeah, it kind of got slow going, getting going. But I mean, because I'm such a fan, I'm blinded to that a lot of the time. Except for when it's Superman Returns and it's a fucking horrible piece of shit.
Yeah,
I would agree with that too.
But it's
let's have two hours of Superman lifting shit.
Let's have them build a new island off the coast of New York. What the fuck? That's all it was.
Yep.
For some reason, Metropolis is on a fucking, is like, on the coast. When the fuck did that happen? Not in the middle of Kansas where it's supposed to be, you jackass. That was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen. like I said, I don't like that they're adding Batman to the new one, but that's just because I wanted another Superman movie, not this fucking...
It's really weird. I don't know.
They're introducing the Justice League. Fucking... They're doing this to launch the Justice League.
It's weird.
Yeah. What's going on with fucking comics? Fucking nerds. Goddamn taking over the world.
Yeah, that's my bad. I don't know how Superman got pulled into this, but...
Who is Superman?
What?
Clark Kent.
Hey, remember when, like, Superman had every fucking superpower, and it's like, hey, let's just give this fucking guy every goddamn superpower. He's a shitty superhero. I said it. I like Man of Steel.
You gotta realize, Batman takes care of a city. Superman takes care of the entire fucking world.
Yeah, and he also has super strength and super flight and super eyes and super body and, like, fucking
everything. He takes care of the entire
world.
If he fucks up once, the entire world will fucking want him in chains. Batman don't
care. Except they can't put him in chains. Except he's Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
To put him in kryptonite chains.
Like, sure, that's what Batman would do.
Like, oh, let's just give him kryptonite. This is his one flaw in life. Fuck that.
Well, I think, yeah.
That's what Lex Luthor does in the original Superman movie, doesn't he?
Now he gives him, like, a medallion or some crap.
Whatever. We're not here to discuss Superman. And it's fucking Jamookness.
I don't know what the fuck we were talking about. What is this podcast
We're talking about shitty scores, and then with Superman came out of nowhere.
I don't know how that happened. I don't remember.
Wow. Now the magic of TV.
Superman
radio.
Score is awesome.
No, what?
So, Doug, what are you playing?
I'm talking about, like review scores, not like the music.
That's Jeff's review score. Yeah, the Man of Steel music was the shit, dude.
That's Jeff's review score for Man of Steel, though. It's awesome.
It's all that matters. You know what? Like, that movie, like, showed off how badass Superman really is. Like,
it was a great movie. It really was.
It takes away the fact that he's the Boy Scout kind of thing. Like, but it also still showed he is a Boy Scout. Because, like, everybody's like, oh, Superman didn't do the same fucking shit that he would have did in the comics. Like, why wasn't he trying to save people? Did you not fucking remember when the dude fell out of the fucking helicopter and he, like, went out of combat to catch him? And then, are you okay? Like, that was fantastic. That was pure Superman moment, and everybody just overlooked it, apparently. Like,
another thing is, like I don't think the action went on too long at the end there. I think it was awesome that it went on so long.
Yeah.
There's, like,
and
a
the whole fight in Smallville, whenever, like, Ursa was fucking fighting those soldiers, and she was, like, zooming between each one of them, that just proved how fast Kryptonians are on Earth, and it was terrifying.
She's hot.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, I love girls that have, like, that fucking, like, sexy eyes and
hair.
Yeah. David, get
excited. And they just want to, break your neck with their bare hands.
No, but that was the coolest thing. It's like, I was like, damn, this is what I want. And I think that out of all the superhero movies I've ever seen, that it had the best, like, that, like, 2 minutes of fighting. And, like, especially the way that she, like, talked down to Superman at first. He's like, you've become weak. Like, just... You know, like, gaining this sense of humanity, it keeps you down. Like, I was like, oh shit, he's going to fuck him up. This game. Fuck yeah. Fuck Superman. Fuck him
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that movie, like, 3 times now.
Yeah, it's on HBO Go, so I've been watching, I think I saw that recently too. Cool.
Anyway. Not Superman related. Fuck.
I don't know how that happened. Like, I blacked out for a second. It was fucked up.
It's like there's an alternate reality.
Are you there?
Like Superman.
Jesus.
What?
I'm alive? Hello?
Oh yeah, I fell asleep when you talked about Superman.
Oh boy.
Motherfucker.
Tony, you play anything else besides Titanfall?
No.
You made a noise.
That was a resounding no.
No obscure strategy game, like, you know, War of Athens, the third part 3 expansion.
Actually, Hegemony Rome,
there it is.
Went into full publication, but I haven't played it yet.
Perfect.
Followed up. Wait. We could save that for next week. The excitement just is.
Sounds like a gem.
Over.
It will be.
Jeff, did you get a chance to play anything?
I played the new Mario Golf on 3DS.
Oh, yeah, boy. How's that?
It's a damn good game of golf. Like, if you like golf. It's weird, too, because, like, I've been playing, like, Tiger Woods, and that's a big change of pace from it. Like, they're both great golf games, but really different. But, yeah, what I like about the new Mario Golf is it reminds me of the Game Boy Advance one, which I don't know if any of you guys ever played that one. It was, like, it was even more of an RPG than most golf games are, because, like, you had, like, a hub town where you could go, like, buy and sell shit and fuck with your character. You know, it was, like, the country club. So they brought that back. I don't know. And there's some things that are harder in it than Tiger Woods. Like, there's no putt preview. Like, the line you would see where your putt would go.
Okay.
You have to choose whether you want, like, what type of spin you want to put on the ball before you take your shot. Which in Tiger Woods, I use spin to correct the mistakes I made. I'll be like, oh shit, it's going way too far left. I gotta spin it right. So here, you have to choose before you take the shot, like, what kind of spin you want on it. But, I don't know. I've been playing way too much fucking golf between that and Tiger Woods.
Wait, you guys wanted to stop talking about Superman to talk about golf?
I could talk more.
I'm kidding.
I could talk more about golf.
I blacked out a little bit.
It happens.
So, Mario Golf, cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. Really, really good. There's online, like, multiplayer, online tournaments. Yeah, it's really great. I mean, it took me away from Tiger Woods. So, it's saying something.
Cool. We don't know what, but it's saying something.
Sure.
I played a little bit of the new Titanfall map pack. Like Tony, I have only played two of the maps, War Games and the Swamp map. And then a lot of Quiz Up. That game's still good.
Quiz Up!
Yeah!
Game of the year!
Yeah!
It's challenging for me.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I don't play it as much as I should, but I think that's just because it's a shooter. I just don't feel that way.
The call, like, froze. Like, Chris goes, we're playing Titanfall. Matt back.
Yeah,
and then it
I
was just like
maybe
dead
I
air.
I just had a stroke when that happened, but I don't know.
Chris, are you alive?
Yeah, still alive, yeah. Yeah, lots of Quiz Up for me, though. That game's easy to play at my desk at work, so.
I've been watching, like, Twitch streams a lot lately, because I've been too lazy to play games, so I've been watching other people play games. And, I've been watching.
You've been watching streams of Quiz Up?
No, fuck
fantastic.
That. Outlast, I was watching somebody play Outlast, and,
that's awesome.
Wow, that game's got some crazy fucked up shit in it.
Yep,
there's like the DLC,
awesome.
Whistleblower, there's like a fucking dude jacking off to dead bodies. You get chained up and this guy's trying to whack off your dick. It's like fucking crazy.
Oh, wait, that's not the game I was thinking of.
That's Outlast. Well, it's the DLC
Outlast.
For Outlast. Jesus. Whistleblower just came out.
What was the game that was like kind of Ikaruga, but it's like a side-scroller? Chris, tell me how it is.
Not Outlast.
Where, like, you change color schemes, it's like a 2D sky-scroller.
Outer Lands?
Something like that, like Outland.
Outland, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, never mind. So I was thinking something way else, alright.
Yeah, sorry, Outlast
too. I was
is
like,
a
what
survival
the fuck?
And like an insane asylum, you're basically out there with a camera and you gotta try to get out, I guess. You guys haven't heard that game?
I played the actual main game. I haven't played the DLC. I didn't know there was a jerking off crazy people and
Jesus.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, they kind of ramp up the fucked
crazy,
up.
Yeah.
At,
sounds yeah. like it.
But if you like survival horror, that's definitely, you know, that's definitely right up your alley.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
I like getting jerked off, but I don't know if this is the game for me.
Well, maybe when Project Morpheus comes out, you can play.
virtual.
It's so real. Oh.
I want to play that, and I believe Transistor comes out next week. So
ooh, Transistor!
Out,
so. Play
what's
the fuck out
about?
Of that. It's a sci-fi turn-based RPG.
Mother of God!
Made by the guys who did Bastion.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I haven't heard too much about it. I know now what you're talking about, but I haven't really seen any gameplay.
All I've seen was a trailer, and I've heard Greg Kasavin talk about it, heard Greg Kasavin talk about it, and I'm hype as fuck.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What's that coming out on?
PS4 and PC.
PC, I think it comes on the 20th.
Yeah.
Good thing I bought Xbox One.
I don't know. It might eventually, kind of like how Bastion did. Did Bastion ever come out to the PS3?
It did.
Yeah, so it'll probably come out eventually, but don't hold your breath. I'm gonna get it on PC, play the fuck out of it. Another game I want to play is that Valkyrie game, the one that's like set in the EVE Online universe.
Hmm.
That one looks tight as fuck.
Anybody that game, in? Like, gets me all excited, because, like, right? It sounds, like, awesome, but I get terrified just thinking about, like, there's corporations and shit, like, there must be some, like, rich-ass, like, motherfucking fat cats behind, like, this goddamn game, just like,
oh, there
yeah.
is.
You get rich off like, this shit. Oh,
read the stories about what happens in the EVE Online universe.
Dude, yeah, like, I hear, like, there's, like, legit wars going on, like, all the time. It's like,
there's like straight-up bank robberies. Are on
here. How is there not a reality show for that? Like, with these actual
people. There needs
people.
To be. There, you know how sports
you have
becoming
shows
a thing?
Like The Tester and King of the Nerds, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't fucking take video games seriously.
Yeah, but
we'll make
like
you jump
real.
Through a
like,
goddamn
dying.
Hole.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know how esports is becoming a bigger and bigger, like, entity in its own? That's the next step, is video game reality shows. And the first one should be EVE Online. Because, like, there's okay. shit where, like, there was, like, last year there was, like, this massive bank robbery by this group that's kind of like pirates that... Okay. You're not supposed to be able to get through the security to the bank because it's the way the AI works, but they just, like, overloaded it with the amount of ships they had that some could sneak through, and they destroyed the bank. Just by, like, and they took it, oh, like, basically destroyed all the security and took it over for themselves. So, like, it's almost like, to put it in these terms, in, like, you guys all caught up on, like, Game of Thrones and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know the Iron Bank? Well, it's all, you know how they say, like, nobody can get into that shit, and it's, like, it's fully locked down, and, like, nobody ever takes them on? It's like these guys took on the Iron Bank and won. Like, that's how the security in that fucking place is.
The stories that come out of EVE Online are batshit insane.
They're batshit insane and wonderful to read. Like, I love hearing and reading news stories about EVE Online. They're my favorite. I don't particularly like playing the game because it's too much of a time sink to put into it, and, like, you can barely get anywhere.
This is coming from someone that plays Warframe, like, 8 hours a day.
Listen, like, unless you join a corporation or you get noticed by a corporation, you're not going to get anywhere in EVE Online. Whereas, like, Warframe, you can just start. But it's the kind of thing that I love hearing stories about the people who have been entrenched in it since day one. Like, did you guys hear the news story about they built that war monument in Greenland? And then they defaced it the next day of this guy that they all hate, so they went and scratched his name out of this monument. They spent, like, they spent millions of dollars to make this monument in the middle of Reykjavik that, like, was, if you were a member of the game before May, I think it was 2013, you got your name inscribed on it. And every player's name had their name in it who had been a player before that. And then they all hate this guy, so, like, a bunch of players who live in Greenland just went, or Iceland or whatever, and just went and scratched out his name on the monument. Fucking defaced it within 24 hours.
See ya.
I am a little sad that company canceled the Vampire the Masquerade game that they were working on, though.
Well, yeah, the problem is
they're
they don't
making
make a lot of money.
Yeah.
The most money they make is from EVE Online.
Yeah.
So to make other games, they probably see that, hey, we're not going to make money off this.
Exactly.
So.
It's just, it's weird to me, like, no one that I follow plays this game, like, I don't really know anyone that plays it, but, like, there's just this huge fucking just, like, fan base to this game, and it's just, like, this really weird, they're almost just, like, really just a cult following. It's
well, not... isn't it, like, 85% of the players are from Iceland, and that's pretty much where most of their base comes from?
That's awesome.
I think there's only
is
like...
Is that where their economy, Iceland's economy comes from, EVE Online?
Well, the funny thing is, ISK is like real money in Iceland, but they use it as their currency in the game, too. Like, their real world money, which is like, kind of like what we call, like, dollars,
bucks.
That's kind of how we call them, while ISK is the money they use there, and everything is labeled ISK in Iceland. Like, when you go to a store and you want to buy something, it'll say, like, whatever amount ISK.
That would be crazy if a game currency became an actual real world currency.
If any game's gonna do it, it's gonna be EVE Online.
Yeah, right.
Anybody excited for Wolfenstein next week? No.
I could be.
Talk
to me. Come on.
I'm really not.
Sell me.
Sell it. You know. Give me your pitch.
Got Nazis, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
You go to the moon.
It's got robot Hitler, probably.
It, like, looks like it has graphics.
It certainly has graphics. It is not a text-based adventure, you're right.
You shoot stuff in it. And what if it's like, alright, let me put it this way. What if it was like a really good good looking throwback to like an old school shooter.
That could be cool.
Because there's no
a lot of what ifs there, sir.
It's a single player game, so like they put time into the campaign.
Speaking of fucking old school shooters, did you guys see that new Bombshell trailer?
Oh god, don't even.
It was so retarded. It's so stupid.
And
like
for
that came out of the '90s.
Yeah, it was just really like I didn't get excited for it, and I know a lot of people thought like, you know, they hated the way she was dressed up. I don't give a shit. Like, it just looks stupid in general. Like,
yeah.
Graphics look dumb. Like, it just.
It looks like they were making a Duke Nukem game and just rebadged all the textures.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh yeah, people want to see tits, and they want to see hot robot chicks, and hey, look, there's a female president, so we're progressive.
I can also see the game like, taking 13 years to come out, too.
You appeal to everybody.
Just like, Bombshell. It's like, what the fuck?
Well,
like,
wait, what did people expect for, this is a game being developed by the people who brought you Duke Nukem.
I'm saying, like, I mean, again, just try. Like, Bombshell, like, that's the best, like, people get paid, I'm sure, a lot of money. Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, it's their fucking wheelhouse, so.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah,
I saw the trailer and I just started laughing immediately, and not in a good way. I was like, they're basically remaking Duke Nukem. They're trying to make Duke Nukem Forever again. It's like, hey, guys, it'll work this time. We'll just put tits in it.
It's
oh, guys,
a shit.
Is this Wolfenstein? Are you guys still talking about Wolfenstein?
No, yep, I'm talking about
Wait, yeah, what are we talking about? I want to play this game. Where can I buy this game?
Wait,
what's it called?
Not out.
Forever. Right?
Just type
I did like it. I did like a little bit.
You might like Bombshell, then.
Here,
it's called Bombshell?
Yeah.
Here, Jeff, I'll give you the, you can watch the trailer.
Alright.
I'll
be honest.
It's pretty crappy.
I'll be honest, like, I don't think Duke Nukem Forever was a good game, but I thought there were fun things in it. Like, it was.
There was that Burger King level was pretty good.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was fun.
I just remember someone tweeting a review of Amazon or something or Steam about Duke Nukem Forever, and it said at the beginning of the game, you can go into Duke's hot tub and crouch and drown yourself, and that's the best way to get through that game. That was just the funniest thing about Duke Nukem Forever for me.
This trailer
I just liked it because the LA Coliseum's in that game, and that's where USC plays their football games. That's the only thing I remember out of that fucking game is the fact that USC has a fucking, like, connection to Duke Nukem now, which is awesome.
Forever entrenched in the Duke Nukem franchise.
Exactly. It's a beautiful day.
This might be the worst trailer I've ever watched.
It's
I keep expecting it, like, them to cut up to the girl's face and it's Duke Nukem's face.
That would be great.
Awesome. I played that game then, yeah.
Fucking Dukeception right there.
Yeah, no, it's basically a failed lawsuit turned into Bombshell. Like, it's gonna be awful.
It just seems like, really,
so
like.
Did you play or anything so far?
No. It's like a teaser trailer, you know?
Except it's 3.5 minutes long!
Like, fuck.
It's a very long teaser trailer.
Remember that Duke Nukem trailer that came out when they first announced Duke Nukem Forever like 15 years ago?
Oh, I remember that. It was awesome.
It was just the logo with music for 13 minutes.
No, I don't remember that one.
That was fucking stupid. That's basically what Bombshells is.
Like, I think the greatest thing about it is they probably thought that the graphics looked really good, so that's why they want to kind of like show the girl, like, you know, like, sometimes when people say, like, captured in real-time footage, and then the shit doesn't even look that great? Like, I felt like that was, like, kind of, like, the thing they were going for with the trailer. It's like,
they're showing off their
the model just doesn't look very good. Like, it just... I'm sorry, but the generation of Duke Nukem has grown up, and it's just, there is somewhat of a market for it, but it's definitely not there as it was, like, you know, 20 years ago. So.
But what if you turn Duke Nukem into a girl?
Yeah, but...
On a bike.
Fossey, you don't have to apologize to anybody. Fuck them.
Alright. Excellent. I liked it.
And moving on.
Anyway. Tony, do we have any news?
No.
Not really.
No?
No.
All right. Has anything happened?
That was a bad trailer.
We did get some NPD numbers.
No, let's not talk about those.
No, they're not that
interesting.
Everybody's
already asleep from the Superman Warframe talk.
It's... And nothing, that's the funny thing is nothing came out in April, so what are the NPD numbers gonna say?
Well, I'm sure fucking there's some shitty game that came out at some point. Wait, what came out? Is there really, Child of Light, that's probably like the only thing.
It's not even in the list.
Jesus Christ.
It's a digital game, so.
Right.
Oh, well fuck it. What else?
Titanfall's number one.
There wasn't any disc-based games, were there?
Lego the Hobbit. Lego the Hobbit's the only new game on this list.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, totally.
There was that Bound by Flame piece of shit.
Oh, wait, Amazing Spider-Man is number 8 on the list. Oh, that's sad. I feel bad for people.
And that came out really late in the month, so...
It came out before the movie, which I always love. Let's make a game that has nothing to do with the movie, and then that kind of still spoils enough of the movie that we'll make a game by.
Like that shitball fucking Star Trek game? Wait, that didn't...
That came out way after the movie, though, didn't it? It came out before the second movie, didn't it?
I think it came out when the movie came out.
How bad was that game?
It was terrible. Oh, man, it was bad. That game is not fun. Like, it's bearable co-op, but that doesn't mean it's fun. But when you play single player, it's just awful.
I remember, Dove, you were excited for that game, too.
I was, too.
I didn't have my hopes up, that's for sure. It sounded promising, but the problem is, as we got closer and closer, you know, months had gone by and there had been no game journalist coverage, which is usually a bad sign. So, yeah, I was like, it might be alright. No, it's bad. It was terrible. Dude, that was $20, not even $20. $10.
Yeah, I'll like bargain bin for $5 sometime.
Nothing else though going on, Tony?
Well, we cribbed all the news I already had. So, like, the Xbox thing with the Kinect. I already talked about that.
Right. They did move,
Well, I mean, do you guys think that's gonna affect anything? You think that's gonna improve sales? I mean, I'm sure it will, but, like marginally, but I don't know if it's gonna be, like, blown.
I don't think it'll be drastic.
Shit out of
I think that doesn't matter until E3 when they announce games.
Mm.
Yeah.
At that point, then that lower price point becomes a factor. But now, there's nothing out, so you're like, well, no, if you wanted the system, you already have it.
I think it does affect it a little bit, especially with Titanfall out there. Like, everyone talks, like, people I know that, like, aren't really big gamers, like, talk about Titanfall.
I also think how Games with Gold is changing. I think a lot of talk of that at E3 could potentially boost sales as well.
But the thing that confuses me with Games with Gold on Xbox One is, like, they don't have any games. They don't have really any indie games, where PS4's, what they're doing is they're just giving you free indie games, you know, for their PlayStation Plus on the PlayStation 4.
I think that's kind of where it could change.
So I don't know what you're going to get on Xbox One.
I think E3 announcements at E3 could potentially change that.
Can't wait for E3. Get excited.
I think, like, now that it's, like, the first year going in kind of thing, I think maybe there might be a lot of indie announcements, the way Microsoft has changed policies over the last few years, or a couple of years, I guess you should say, with not charging indie developers, giving away free dev consoles, you know, all that kind of thing. I could see maybe some new blood coming in that would potentially get,
right,
know,
and
hey,
I mean,
you like, have Games with Gold, here's some free shit.
Watch their first free Xbox Live game, Games with Gold on Xbox One's like Zumba Fitness or something with the Kinect.
They can't do that. If they die.
They already announced that it was
the
Spartan Assault and Max the Brotherhood. Curse of Brotherhood.
Which blew me away is Halo Spartan Assault, that they were charging like 20, 30 bucks for that game. And it was free on your fucking phone. If you had a Windows phone or something.
But I'm saying, like, this is new life. This is, like, obviously they don't have anything now to give away.
Yeah.
But I think in, like, after E3 and when these games come out, like, it's like, you know, oh, we're going to have some indie games, you know, this fall. Well, I could see Games with Gold getting first access to, like, kind of like how PS Plus gave away some free stuff and still does.
And they do have some stuff out there, like Strike Suit Zero just came out a couple weeks ago. Super Time Force.
Yeah, like stuff like that. I think it's a lot of first party stuff you're gonna see, like Rezogun was a free game right off the bat. I think we're going to see a lot of smaller kind of indie titles that way. I don't think we'll see anything big right away that like PS3 gets, but I can almost assume that the 360 version of Games with Gold is going to kind of move in almost that same direction as well, but just not right now. And maybe even never, to be honest, because it is coming to the end of the life cycle. But I could see maybe better games being released, because they have been doing better with, like, Sleeping Dogs, and apparently Tomb Raider was rumored as well for the coming months.
That could be cool.
So I think that's a cool title to drop, but again, it's still always titles that are... The best one for me so far was Hitman. I actually played that. That's the one that I've gotten free so far that I've actually played.
I've downloaded them, but I haven't played any of them.
That game is actually really fun.
It's fun, and it's hard as fuck, but it's fun.
Absolution?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something to get into that. I have it.
I never beat
on
it
on my
like
Steam,
it.
But yeah, I just... And I like Hitman. Like, at least I like the concept of Hitman. I don't know if I've ever really enjoyed one.
I've never liked one, to be honest. Blood Money was the first one, or the first one I played
since
the original.
I like Blood Money.
I did not get into it.
I liked it. I mean, like, it wasn't fucking great, but, like, I like the concept of being, like, just 100% stealth, like, getting into costumes, like, really just, you know, like, I like that concept of the game, but I just don't think it's ever been utilized correctly, unfortunately.
No, I don't think so.
Absolution
but
was really fun.
Absolution is fun. I've only gotten about maybe 3 or 4 missions into it so far, but from what I played, like, it's hard to get what you need to do. Like, the second mission, you just have to kill a drug dealer in the middle of a crowded Chinatown.
Oh, yeah, I remember
you
that.
Can pretty much do it any way you want, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything you did, it's like the cops were like, oh, fuck, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Hey, look at this guy. He's in a cop uniform, but he looks suspicious.
I remember exactly what you were talking about. Yeah. I hated that part. I never beat that one.
I think I saw previews for that.
Well, I beat that one. I took C4 and threw it into the middle of the crowd and exploded. That's how I beat that one.
I'm saying I never beat that game.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't beat it yet.
But, quick side note, Splinter Cell Blacklist, I don't know if any of you guys have played that. That game is, I think... I like that more than Hitman, actually.
I've always liked
it. I heard a lot of good things about it. I had it, but I got rid of it.
I think I'll wait for that game to get.
Speaking of free games, apparently Origin's doing that now, too.
Oh boy.
Fuck
Origin.
Origins.
Whoa, easy.
Dude, when they decide to give me goddamn controller support for their fucking games, then I'll give a shit.
Titanfall has controller support.
That's the only game. Dead Space,
Dead
Mass
Space
Effect,
3.
Nope.
Dead Space 3 did.
Yeah, well, that game sucks. So.
But Mass Effect was designed without controller support. Like, all the Mass Effect games are the same way.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And same with Dragon Age. They don't give you any controller support.
That's also terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Old Origin.
How about Kingdoms of Amalur? Does that have controller support on PC?
Probably. I think it does on Steam. I don't know about it. I messed on Origin. It's built into the game. It's not the platform. It's the game usually that has it. So, and I'm pretty sure it does. Just to go back, like, I think they gave away Dead Space last time, and they gave away Plants vs. Zombies, the original on Origin.
That's a good game.
How does that work?
Like, do they have their own, like, monthly thing? Like,
yeah, it's called, you go to the free games tab, and it's called On the House.
Ooh.
And it's just a free PC game they give you random times of I don't know if it's going to be bi-monthly, like per monthly basis, but it's like just every once in a while. It's like, hey, check back every once in a while. We're going to give you a free game. And
it gives people a reason to
open the service. Yeah. Other than Titanfall, I don't usually open Origin, and it's kind of nice to go in and get a free thing, you know?
That you still
that's why... you know what? I'll probably never install Plants vs. Zombies. Honestly, I will never probably play that game. But it's the same thing with, like, the games with Gold and PlayStation Plus. It's a lot of games that either I don't care about or I've already played. And I'm just getting a digital copy of it. Honestly, it's like, at this point, like I said, there's only two that I touched and one that I've actually played. Like, Fable 3, I played for maybe 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, I'm never going to play this. But Hitman was actually...
That was one of the early Games with Golds that they dropped.
Hey,
that people
that was the
that
first.
Was
that was
okay,
the first.
I think. I remember.
Fable 3, I didn't like. I didn't
it's
like
a
Fable
one and 2. Done it, though. You know? You played.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, Assassin's Creed 2, one and done it. Good game.
Yeah. Like, I got all 100 or all 1,000 achievement points in it, and then I'm never going to play that game again. But, yeah, like, I just think it's cool that these servers, they're doing that. It shows calls customer loyalty. It shows that they're actually, and it sounds like Microsoft's listening.
Right, getting rid of the game. Yeah, they've gotten better. The game choices have gotten way better.
I think Phil Spencer being in charge, he kind of understands what, you know, the gamers want, so he's trying to bring that there. And, like, Microsoft needed to make a move.
Well, they have to. Like, they're fucking slowly drowning right now. I mean, it's not, and here's the thing, like, Microsoft's never gonna go under as a company because they have everything else. Microsoft or the Xbox could potentially go under, but that wouldn't be a hit. Like, I think at the Xbox, I think it's 10% of their entire revenue of the company, whereas like Sony for the PlayStation division is like fucking 60% or something like that.
Yeah, the Xbox doesn't really make them.
It's chump change to them at this point. Like, it's a big market. Don't get me wrong, but
Windows and Office and all those things is where they're making their money. It's not Xbox.
Operating system sales and
servers and.
And servers, and like, that's why Titanfall launched with very little problems is because they're using the Microsoft server farm. And that thing is massive. It consists of warehouse sizes full of servers across the country. So, to say Microsoft is like, Microsoft's gonna go under with the Xbox, no.
But it's also their most famously popular brand, I guess. You know, household, you know, besides
other
like
than Windows.
And so I think they're aware of that, and that's not something they want to give up on, and they really want to integrate that, because that's like their home entertainment. You know what I mean?
All this talk of separating Xbox from the Microsoft, like from the name, it'll never catch on because it's just right now because of a new CEO coming in. They want to flex, like the shareholders want to flex their muscles and then see what they can get done. But I don't think it's ever going to happen. Bill Gates may be behind the idea, but doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I'm wondering with this price cut, where they're selling the SKU without Kinect, though, I'm wondering if this is going to... Because I feel like you take that out of it, and that kind of loses a lot of what made the Xbox One what it is, you know? And now it's kind of like... You kind of, like, cut its balls off now. So it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have that... exclusiveness to it that kind of made it this what was special about it. So even though it wasn't like, I don't know, the Kinect wasn't that important, but those features were very important, you know, the voice command and all that stuff.
I get what you're saying, but like, if you could go back now, like go back before you bought it and $100 to not use the Kinect, would you do it? Because I kind of would, because like those features are
you don't use it. Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah.
No, go ahead, I would still would have got the one with the Kinect.
You get the full
think
experience.
Think about the auto signing in.
Yeah, it's they're like nice little touches, but none of it is really changing like the games I'm playing. Like, but I don't use it in the games.
Dub has a really good point in the fact that it's Microsoft is taking a step back from the future that they were looking forward to. And to be honest, it was the future I wanted as well, like with the whole Steam, like they were moving on to digital downloads day one, and it to be, you know, you could trade your digital downloads or you could sell them back for instead of trading games. That was the future I wanted. Plus, I mean, Kinect was supposed to be this, you know, handheld or this hands-free type of service that would let you do everything with your voice and your picture. But, it's the kind of thing
I just feel like if you can't take the Kinect camera out with all that integrated features, it's offering less than what the PS4
it is. And it is a step back. It's a huge step back but they've already done that. They've already taken huge steps back to give us what we want. So one more to them is nothing. At this point, they're just like, we need sales.
I almost wonder if they're going to dump it like Nintendo and push out a new console sooner, and this won't have as long of a lifespan.
No way.
No, it won't happen just because it's a money thing at this point. It's
they'll give it like 5 to 7 years, and if it's not doing well, I bet they'll pull the plug.
If they give it 5 to 7 years, then we've gotten our money's worth.
Yeah, but I almost see this generation being one of the last console generation cycles, because if you look at the 360 PS3 having almost, what was it, 10 years? Nearly, it'll be coming on 10 years next year.
For the 360, yeah.
For the 360, so I can almost see the Xbox One and PS4 going even longer. I could see almost 15-year cycle from here on in. Because if you look at the way games have kind of halted in the way they're being pushed visually, because that's always the biggest thing as a sales
person. I feel like the existing consoles are kind of hindering the next-gen consoles because all the developers are don't want to, you know, they already have a good thing.
But that happened with the GameCube and
Xbox. It's
almost
like having to rip them away from it, you know, to start making games for the new consoles. Like, no, we don't want to do it. We already have a fan base, you know, we already have customers that have these consoles. You know, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been around a new console, but it feels like this one's going to take a little longer.
It's been, you know, 9 years, but if you remember when the 360 and the 360 came out, I remember games like Splinter Cell, Double Agent coming out on the original Xbox and GameCube and being better than the next-gen versions because they were put more work into these ones. So it will be another year, potentially two, before games are finally being solidified on the new hardware. And it's normal, but that just increases the length of a console cycle again. So if it takes 2 years this time instead of one, we could see an additional 3 years on its life cycle, making it 13 next time around instead of 10.
Well, so, if they can get the games up to 1080p, the specs of what the PS4 is offering, you know, quality-wise,
then
I think
that's
going to
help. The PS4 isn't offering 1080p on all their stuff either.
No, Watch Dogs was reported
at 900p,
wasn't it?
But every fucking game that comes out looks better on the fucking PS4 than it does on the Xbox One. And that's like ridiculous in this day and age with the next-gen consoles. They need to be up to par.
My 4K 60 frames a second on my PC blows both of them out of the water. So
I'm just saying, you know, when it first came out, HD was new,
PC
so that's
master
fine.
Ratio.
But
yo.
But these are like the new next gen consoles, so they should be, you know, the minimum should be, you know, that.
Well, and I think what you're going to see throughout this whole thing is that like both systems are going to struggle.
Yeah,
the 1080p and 60 frames per second across the board. Like,
I think if Watch Dogs was already announced, say I'm just talking about the PS4 here at 900p and locked
at
30
frames.
But
is that because they had to design it also for the older consoles? You think
it shouldn't, because then if visual quality hasn't changed, then they should be able to lock it in at 60 frames easy. But the fact that they're locking at 30 and 900p instead of 1080, it just goes to show I don't think for the it might just be this game, don't get me wrong. It might just be Watch Dogs is too ambitious for what they thought the consoles could do. But you're going to be able to play Watch Dogs on PC at a proper 1080p, 60 frames a second with no drop. So it's limiting, the hardware's limited already. And I think that might be bad for the next 10 years. Because I'm sure we can see games coming out at 60 frames a second.
I don't think it'll be that bad. I mean, because the thing about consoles over PCs is that generally consoles always have a lot more exclusives than PCs do.
They do, and they're also cheaper, like way cheaper than if you wanted to go. But you don't have to go crazy now because consoles are limiting what the hardware can do.
Yeah.
PCs will always be better in every way, but even if you spend about the same amount, like for $500, I can build a PC that does what the consoles do, but it also does everything else.
Right, yeah, as long as you don't have to spend $2,000 to get these, like, sweet graphics, you know.
No, you won't, you'll never have to do that. Like, my computer is, I built mine in 2008, and it can still do better than what these consoles can do.
Oh.
Which is a little upsetting, being, you know, I mean, not for a PC user, obviously I don't care, but for someone who, like, if you were to try and explain that to a console user and actually have them understand it.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Like, well, that's the thing. Like, you go on any, like, Reddit and you try to go on, like, fucking console versus PC. Console, like, it almost seems like console people just don't want to listen. Like, they don't get it or don't understand that I've got the same hardware. I've got older hardware and I can do what you're doing, but better. So, like, Sean made a tweet last night or whatever that, like, he said something about how his console will be able to run Watch Dogs at 4K, which is double, triple what these things can, what consoles can do, at a locked 60 frames a second. And he built his computer 2 years ago. These consoles weren't even out 2 years ago, and they're going to be locked at a lower frame rate and resolution. So I think it's kind of limits. It's going to limit the PC. Don't get me wrong. Like, developers are going to make games for consoles specifically and port them to the PC for a while until they realize that we can do more with the PC, and they'll just make it for PC and port to the consoles. Kind of what they've been doing in the last year or two of console run. Most games were made on the PC and just ported to consoles because they could do that. So I think it's another round of this, because it happened when the Xbox came out and the PS3 first came out, people were switching back to PC. And then the consoles came out and everybody went back, and then it happened again. Because I think every journalism media went to PC for all their reviews primarily. now they're gone back to consoles. So
well,
it
comes down to ease of use too.
It does come down because it's a couch thing.
Right.
Like most people want to play on couch.
And everybody has a different PC configuration. So like for the Xbox One or PS4, you either pop in your disc or you download it and it should theoretically work right away.
Yep.
Whereas with PC, like Outlast, like when I downloaded it on Steam, like it took 2 days before I could even play it because there was just something they hadn't accounted for with my graphics card.
Yep. Yeah, drivers will always be a PC thing. That'll be forever.
Yeah.
It's always been ease of use and a cheaper price point. What was that game, Daylight? Apparently mm-hmm. that doesn't even work right now on PC.
Oh, great.
You download on Steam, you launch it, and it crashes. And apparently the devs are looking into it to fix it, but apparently it's not everybody, but like, if you go look at the reviews on Steam on that game, it's all thumbs down and people saying this game doesn't work. Which is not good for your initial sales.
No, like if that's how you launch it. And
but if I can launch if I can like open my PS4 or turn it on my PS4 and download it and play it immediately, that's a big selling point.
Yep.
You know, so I mean, yes, they have that easeability use and it's not going to affect console market for a while, but I think it's not going to take long until people realize that the PC versions are going to be, in this generation, it's not going to take 10 years for them to switch. It's going to be 6 to 7, maybe.
And back to the Dub's point, like, these systems, they need to find the quirks in them. Like, we're still dealing with first-year stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if anybody remembers, like, back to when the 360, PS3 launched, like, things were coming out on the 360, which was a noticeably weaker system, and they looked better, like Bayonetta. Like, it looked better on the 360. The PS3
it ran better, too.
Was just garbage. Like, they could not figure out the hardware when they put it in, so...
But that's also a PS3 using that cell processor technology,
right.
which nobody knew how to use.
And, like, the rumor is that, like, the way Microsoft kind of designed the Xbox One is a little more complicated than what the PS4 is, so that's why...
It's the cell technology of this generation.
Well, they're both on, like, x86, but, like, the because of the way Microsoft has these two operating systems working to pull, you know, RAM from one section, work it to another, and, like, the pipeline isn't as smooth as it is on the PS4, but... They'll get there, like, the devs will, they're smart, they'll figure it out.
It's not gonna be in the situation where, like, you're gonna see guys like Gabe Newell come out and say, we don't like developing for the PS4 or the Xbox One because it's just not something we're used to doing. Like, that's what they came out and said for the PS3 for the longest time. They're like, we're not gonna put any Left 4 Dead games on this because the cell processor sucks. You know, that's pretty much, you know, I'm not quoting, but that was the gist of what he said. But eventually they worked it out and they figured it out. It just took too long. So this I don't think is as big as a problem for the RAM switching. I do think it is a problem, but it won't be 7 years into its life cycle. It'll be maybe 2 at the most. People will be like, oh, this is how it works. And they'll give – Microsoft will work with developers more to be like, this is how you do it. And this is the RAM that's dedicated. Don't touch this stuff. This is for the cable boxes and – getting up the dashboard when we need to. This is what you're going
to
be touching.
Right. I think to what you were saying, like where Naughty Dog kind of unlocked the full potential of what the PS3 could do last year with The Last of Us visuals, like, it's not going to take them the entire lifespan this time around. Like,
no.
2-3 years, they're going to unlock it. And it's like, all right, we've kind of hit that wall. This is the best we can do.
And you know goddamn well that Naughty Dog has been working with the PS4 hardware for probably over a year now.
Right.
Like, just been... Uncharted's probably more
well,
than halfway
left
done.
Of Naughty Dog, but...
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's so fucked up. Like, that makes me nervous for the next one.
But, guys?
Yes. Guys? You still there? Let's jump into some questions here.
I was like, I gotta go to bed. Okay. It's getting late.
Yeah, I do too.
all right.
Oh, Jesus.
Quickly, let's hit some questions.
Turned
here.
Turned into a teabag radio.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go.
Apparently, Sean's stuck at work. He said on Twitter. So.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I was going to go into a rant about Xbox sucking, but we'll save that for next week. We'll go to the next question.
Alright, so Justin asks, do you believe that Nintendo could drop the gamepad? I think this is kind of in response to Microsoft dropping Kinect, or offering at least a Kinectless option. Do you think that the gamepad could be dropped from the Wii U to maybe spike Wii U game sales? I don't know.
Oh, because if they unfortunately,
did that,
like, yeah.
If they did that, how would you play Zombie U then? I guess
wouldn't.
There's a way they could, like.
Well, it would just be like you can't play Kinect Sport Rivals. But the thing is that unlike the Kinect, like the gamepad's like essential to it.
The UI is locked to that.
Because if you take away the gamepad from the Wii U, then the Wii U is a fucking shitty ass console from last gen.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I forgot why I hate podcasting. My hottest dick's in here. Jesus. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying that, like, then it just, all it is just an inferior console to the Xbox One and PS4. At least with the gamepad, they can be like, how so?
It has Mario Kart.
Yeah. It lives and dies by its first-party games, absolutely. But the fact remains that it is an inferior console
if you take away
the gamepad. Listen, don't get upset about what I'm saying. I'm just telling you facts. Facts are, it is an inferior console. Online-wise, spec-wise, everything else-wise, it is inferior. Except for the first-party game. It needs its gamepad, Hefe. Let the gamepad live.
The gamepad is kind of its identity.
I love the gamepad.
Also, like...
I know. I'm saying that it can't lose it. It needs it.
Nintendo's going to launch that, that RFID little figure thing later this year with the Nintendo figures. Like, there's an RF ID thing already in the gamepad, so, like, how do you lose the gamepad and then sell this shit? Like, oh, well, you can buy the toys, but they don't work with anything because you don't have a gamepad. Well, that's rough.
I don't know. I feel like that might be the kind of thing where a game is in development with Kinect controls and they're saying, well, we're not back in the Kinect anymore,
right.
So...
Like, Fantasia.
Yeah, right?
See ya.
Like, they need that. Like, especially for games like Fantasia. Like, if you don't put that in the box, that becomes less viable to buy one of those. Or it's for Harmonix to, like, say, hey, we're gonna not develop games anymore for this thing. But then they're doing, I don't know, they do other stuff. I think the whole rhythm thing is dead, and Fantasia will be their last hurrah, I think, maybe.
It doesn't look like that's Amplitude is going to...
it's not going to. Make 7 days, and it's not even a third of the way out.
Whoa, what?
They started a Kickstarter for Amplitude.
I know they started the Kickstarter for Amplitude, but it's not close.
Not going to make it.
No, it's at, like, what, 250, and they asked
they want
775.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a gamer who's been around for a real long time. When I heard that they were doing an Amplitude Kickstarter, I was like, what the fuck is Amplitude? And apparently it's an old PS2 game or something?
Yeah.
Like, they're just rebooting?
Yeah, I've heard
That's
of it.
That's not good for someone my age of gaming to not know what the fuck that is.
Well, and the problem with it is because Sony owns the Amplitude IP, it's only going to appear on Sony systems, thus you're not going to pull in as many people.
No, because you're going to pull in people who have a PS4, really.
Right, and that's it. Just PS4 and PS3 owners. You're not going to pull in Xbox owners. You're not going to pull in PC owners.
That would be like them doing a Kickstarter for Fantasia. Hey, we're only going to do it with people who have an Xbox One and a Kinect. Good fucking luck with that.
Right.
You know, that's a really stupid thing. That's probably the stupidest thing I think I've seen that company do.
Fucking Xbox, goddamn.
Since Harmonix has been...
Or Harmonix.
Since they've been a company, I don't think I've seen a dumb move like that. That, like, everything else they've kind of just nailed.
Well, I think that, like, the whole thing is, like, they were just like, hey, this is what we need to kind of prove to Sony that we can make this. If you don't get it, we're moving on to other shit.
That's rough. Because, I mean, they are making a free-to-play game right now on Steam.
Right.
And they're doing Fantasia, so, I mean, that's... Man, that might not be good for developing for the Sony platform anytime soon.
Alright, next question. Justin kind of asked this to me, but we throw this out to all you guys. Who you got? Habs or Rangers? He's talking about the semifinals, Stanley Cup playoffs.
That does not compute.
Habs and Rangers.
Yeah. I can't cheer for the Rangers, so I have to go with the Canadiens.
I would say Habs and six, just to be a prick.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Nobody even knows what we're talking about. So.
Talking about. Oh, I don't.
The fact that the Habs pulled out Game 7, I'll give it to the Habs and six. Just, I'm saying six just to be an asshole. I think it'll probably go to Game 7 if anything, but I think maybe they could pull it out.
Are the Kings still playing, or are they out?
Yeah, they have Game 7.
Are the Kings still
night.
A franchise?
Yeah, the Kings are still a franchise. They play tomorrow
Wayne
night.
Wayne Gretzky still play.
Wayne Gretzky was the man. Shut your mouth.
Gretzky also played for Edmonton first, jackass.
No one cares about Edmonton. Eddie remembers
the
99.
Where he won all of his cups. Like,
you shut your mouth. L.A. born and raised.
Justin asks, remember when Fozzie left the show?
I will skull fuck you in the face.
Where did you skull fuck him in, like, the shoulder or something?
Fozzie left the show for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, well, just for, like, a couple months. I had school. Priorities.
I still say he's guest starring.
Yeah, I am pretty much guest starring. Oh, it's a beautiful thing because I could be like, yes, I don't feel like doing podcasting tonight. See ya.
That's his out. I'm a guest, remember?
Yep.
Earl asks, what is your 200th favorite game of all time?
Wait, I don't even know how to comprehend that sentence. 200th game of all time?
Yeah, like if you had to rank games from 1 to 200, what would be your 200th?
Like the bottom, your bottom favorite.
Diablo
3. Your 200th favorite, basically.
Yes, your 200th favorite game ever.
So basically the shittiest game.
The shittiest of the games that you like.
The game that you like.
The shittiest game that you'd probably play again.
Yes.
Ooh. BMX XXX. Excellent.
Wait.
Nailed it.
BMX Born? Is that
Matt Hoffman's BMX XXX.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
Matt Hoffman's just naked on his BMX.
Biking with boobs.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a really, like...
Dude, we are way too fucking not... You cannot even think about.
Well, I think if it's 200th game I liked, it's probably a game I probably would not want to play again because there's 199 other games that I'd rather play.
Yeah, but it's also like of the amount of games that I've played in my life, where would 200 rank? That's such a
listen. You have to look at it like this. You've been playing
Warframe
games for what?
Is the answer.
20 years?
Warframe's probably third. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Warframe's probably not even in the top 10. Of all my favorite games of all time, Warframe's not even in the top 10.
Diablo 2.
Not even
forever.
Diablo 2 is definitely up there.
Shit, now I gotta make a 200 list of games that, like...
We're gonna redo T-Break Radio for our game of the year, but we're gonna do a 200 game of the year.
So these are the 200 games I've played.
I want in on that.
We have to play 200 games this year.
It's gonna be like a 72-hour podcast. Oh,
I would probably suck the barrel end of
a normal Teabag Radio podcast.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we could each just
that's
each
the thing
like,
about,
day. You know, talk
that was
about
the nice thing about Teabag Radio is like you would get one once a month, but they're 4 hours long. So realistically, it's like you're getting watching an hour segments, and you're good to go until the next one.
God, that Teabag Radio needed to evolve into a video podcast. But all three of us had to be in the same room on a couch and just getting hammered.
Yeah, that would have been a good time.
Well, two of you live like sponsors. 8 hours. 8 hours.
Yeah, we wouldn't need sponsors because I can't do this for free anymore. Just can't. I don't have the will for it.
We'd be like flying Ryan over. He'd have a work visa.
Yeah. Definitely. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Sean's in Idaho, so he's kind of close. You
he's
know.
Close enough.
I could take a bus.
We could do it on the bus.
Spend a weekend over there, you know, we just fly Ryan over
just
there.
Just hack their fucking wireless.
Could you do a Kickstarter? Could we do a Kickstarter to get Ryan?
We could if you want to see a Kickstarter fail faster than any Kickstarter ever created.
A personal jet.
What was
how did
that,
we get to this?
The 200th game, I don't know, man. Yeah. That's rough. That's
I don't think that's possible. That's
think about any GameCube game you could think about that was mildly entertaining.
Hey.
You know what?
Problems?
I was gonna say Full Spectrum Warrior, but that's probably still higher than 200 because that was a pretty good game.
Spec Ops: The Line. Fuck that game.
Wait, didn't it last
like
20
minutes? Yeah, it was the worst. People are stupid.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
You got
Oh my god, it's the best story I've ever played in a shooter. The last 20 minutes were pretty good. Everything else sucked dickhole for that game. So.
Listen, this game turns into an RTS, but it's fucking great. That's
yeah, literally, it is fucking Brutal Legend syndrome, except vice versa.
200th
pretty much
favorite game.
Even Money Hatfield probably got a fuck ton of money to say that.
200th favorite game of all time, Two Worlds 2.
Two Worlds 2.
No, Two Worlds 2 is like...
I never played that game, so why not? I'll put that on.
Right?
I think I have that.
Sean's favorite game of all time.
I think you'd be upset that you would rank it so low. But
no, I said it'd be in his top five. I think it'd be in his top five for sure.
Oh, for Sean, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, let's see. We got any other questions here? I know we do. Well, these came into Fozzy, but they're on the show
oh
feed,
boy.
So I'll just read them. With Shaq Fu funded via Kickstarter, what is another sports icon you would like to see in a popular game genre?
Tiger Woods.
Doing...
It's already been done.
Like, I want them to bring that back, because they apparently aren't doing it anymore. At least not this year.
She just won a golf game
back.
By EA.
I just want all the golf games. I want all the golf, but right up in my face.
I want LeBron James, open world game, and you hunt him.
I was going to say I want LeBron James in the Saw franchise game, where I just get to cut him the fuck up.
I'm pretty sure Fozzy just described LeBron, you were being hunted.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I play that game.
Yeah.
I'm glad we feel the same way about LeBron James.
Yeah. He's the worst.
Yeah, he is the worst. Literal worst.
Anybody else?
All right.
A sports icon you'd like to see in a popular game?
Iron Sheik video game.
Yeah.
Version?
Where he just fucking talks shit,
he just
beats the shit out of
all the time, and
kind of like 50 about, Cent, you know, but it's like Iron Sheik game.
Oh wow, look at Blood on the Sand, but
yeah.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
But he doesn't use guns, dude. He just beats the shit out of people. You know, it's like a fist.
Well, it's like Persian clubs. He used to bring out clubs, and that's actually in Iran. That's like a big thing.
That's awesome.
Put them in the camel.
Shit out.
Well, fuck yourself.
Remember Blood on the Sand?
He'll have sweet sayings. I mean, if you follow his Twitter, it's amazing.
He's hysterical. So this comes to Dub and Ryan. Why did you guys quit the podcast?
How fucking dare you? Who asked that question?
Justin.
Fucking Jushin.
It just kind of went on hiatus. What happened?
Well, it's just like
Sean.
The time, right? Like the time zones and just like kind of getting everyone's schedule on.
And
like
4 hours
said
long.
It on Twitter, it was his availability with work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did do long podcasts, but, you know, we could have reduced the time, but I think it's just Ryan and I would do the show and then Sean wouldn't be able to show up because of work. And so, you know, we'd be like sitting there like Garth in front of the camera without Wayne from Wayne Thoreau and he'd just be
like, I'm definitely not putting all the blame on Sean. You know,
it's not blame at all. It's just an availability thing.
It was a schedule thing and it was like, you know, if we did, technically, if we started at, say, like, midnight Dub's time or whatever, it would be 4 a.m. my time or whatever. Or if we started at 10, it was 2 a.m., you know?
Yeah, Ryan's like a 5 or 6 hour time difference from us. And
it got rough after a while, so it's like, especially when I was working, so.
Well, I mean, we could always refine it down to an hour or two and be very strict about it, but it always, it was very long.
We tried, but alcohol got in the way. That was the brilliance of Teabag Radio.
It's never really gone away. We just stopped doing it. It's not that we didn't enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
we like doing it. It wasn't in the stars anymore. We just couldn't get everybody together at once. So.
Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so I've always thought about kind of wanting to do something where we could all play something on Twitch or something, but, you know, just do it in a different fashion. Podcasts are dead, guys. Come on.
Yeah, that's
true.
The truth. Podcasts are dead.
So, sorry to tell you on your 200th podcast. Congratulations, by the way.
we know. As I said, I just press record. We get together and talk for 2 hours.
Which,
every
you know
Thursday
what?
Night.
It's like, again, it's impressive that you guys have done that, and I think that's great you guys are holding strong in a fan community podcast. I don't know how you would describe you guys as what kind of, it's not a professional kind of thing. Like, it's not like the bomb.
No, it's not.
Nobody's paying us.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Hey.
No one's paying us. It's just, it's like blogs, you know, like we pretty much, instead of blogging, we just talk about the shit, like exactly. Instead of typing, because we've gone that lazy where it's like, hey, there's no reason to fucking type this shit out when
it's
I can
so
just
true.
Like talk
yeah.
about it.
You don't want to write it anymore. You're like,
yeah,
just talk about
that's
it.
That's it. The last time I wanted to write a blog, I fell asleep. That's
right?
What happened.
No, like, yeah, cause I get excited when I have like a good blog, like topic, but then I realize I have to edit it and then I have to put pictures on there to get people excited and like, it's a fucking process. Like,
I can say you're on a podcast and somebody won't correct me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I will correct you so
I didn't hear a comma or apostrophe you are in that shit. So.
Yeah.
Or are
I did not, I wow. don't think that you had the right pronunciation, sir, and I will call you out on it. But like, yeah, like, and that's the thing about podcasting is without this podcast, I would kind of get kind of like a little stir crazy. Cause I mean, Twitter's good, like as, like for an outlet to talk, but I don't know, it's nice just like being able to like, you know, spit the shit. And also all four of us kind of have different, perspectives, I guess. Like, you know, Hefe, he's a Nintendo fanboy.
And, golf.
And then,
you got a strategy gamer.
I'm the wild card. Will. And then also fucking Chris and Napo, they're like the married freaking reasonable happy go lucky.
So you just
described
the P-Shane show as a boy band. You do realize that.
That's awesome.
Like Jeff's
I mean, if you
was,
want if
boy
you want
Street's back baby.
So yeah, you, I mean, yeah. Again, it's impressive. Like you guys
yeah,
doing this.
Like,
I know.
That's
why I like to do it. You got together with your friends and you were able to actually talk about games. It's a community thing, and that was what was so much fun and so cool. And it's so cool that you guys still do it because, you know, that's something I really enjoyed, being able to talk about games, especially games I wasn't interested in or games that, you know, I wasn't familiar with. And, you know, and having everybody's different interests there, it was, that's what those were all about. So now the problem is Ryan just plays Warframe, Sean plays Elder Scrolls Online, and I play Dark Souls 2, so we can't do a fucking podcast anymore because nobody wants to hear that shit.
I was just going to say, fuck, if we still did T-Bag Radio, it'd be 4 hours alone of Warframe talk, for Christ's sake.
Right, yeah. So.
But, on the
Falcon, be a lot of suicides.
Yeah. Most of
them. Yeah.
Fozzie, you got any other? I think we got...
Just a couple real quick here. What are you more excited for? This is coming from U-Town Warrior. E3 or NBA Finals? And I'm going to say E3. I think that this E3, I thought last E3 was going to be the one I was excited for, but I feel like this is the E3 to get excited for. You're going to see a lot more next-gen stuff. Like the next-gen's been established, you know?
Yeah, the hardware's out there.
Right.
It's been worked
even
on
even stuff
for
that's going to come out 2 or 3 years, they're going
to
be like,
well, yeah,
boom,
exactly.
You know?
You're going to start to see 2015 stuff, maybe 2016,
Mass Effect,
you know? Like teaser trailers.
Yeah, I can see a Mass Effect announcement.
Right.
Because Dragon Age is coming out this year, I can definitely see a Mass Effect announcement, which I'm pretty
hyped I've
for.
Heard they're like halfway done. Somebody on Twitter that works at BioWare.
Yeah.
We're about halfway.
I think Casey Hudson said something a few months ago that he said, you know, Mass Effect was really coming along. And he said what he saw was really great. I mean, obviously he's a producer of it. He kind of has to say that kind of stuff, but, it's pretty hype. Like, and I love the fact that we haven't heard a goddamn thing about it.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a rumor of a title in that it's a prequel, but I think most people kind of figured
out. I kind of expected that would happen because they said it wouldn't follow Shepard. And if they're going to do anything, I hope it's during the First Contact War. And I think that would be pretty
I think that's what it was called, like Mass Effect First Contact, I think was the rumor of the title.
That would be pretty sweet.
But no, I agree with Fozzie, you know, that is, you know, the next gen's been out for 6 months. There's going to be a lot of, you know, big game announcements because they got to, you know, everybody, you know, millions of people bought these consoles. Now give us the fucking game.
Yeah, but I think that's still like last gen viable market. So I think 2015 is kind of going to be that nice separation of, okay, we're making these exclusively for the new generation of consoles. Like I feel that 2014, you're still going to see just like with Saints Row 4 coming out, or sorry, Far Cry 4, sorry. You're going to see a lot of, Yeah, it's come out Xbox One, but also 360 as well.
I agree. You'll see that till about 2015, like Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. 2015. But 2015, like especially like fall of 2015, that's when we see, yeah, we got fucking graphics. This is Xbox One, PS4 exclusive, like all that shit. And I think that this E3 is going to be kind of harping on that. So I'm excited. NBA Finals, fuck it. I know what it's going to be. It's going to be Heat versus Spurs again. The worst,
if that happens, fuck that.
The most boring franchise ever versus fucking LeBron. So fuck the NBA Finals.
Yeah, no, fuck that. If it's Spurs versus Heat, I will stop watching basketball.
Done. See ya.
One thing I did want to mention too is that about these E3 conferences this year, please, for the love of God, do not get excited about the three console, or at least two anyway. Don't get excited for their press conferences. Never get excited for their press conferences.
Who's?
The two main console makers, Sony and Microsoft. Never get excited for those. Because if you go in with low expectations and something big gets announced that you like, you will have a better feeling about it. But if you go in expecting, like, I want 17,000 game announcements, that's not gonna happen. You're not gonna get that, ever. Right. Watch EA, watch Ubisoft, watch those, cause those are the ones that are gonna show you game footage. Cause that's all they are. They're a developer.
The fact that all of us, you know, follow the games industry pretty close. There's going to be a lot less games that we didn't already know were coming. So when we see stuff, we're like, I already kind of knew about that. So,
like, we might get some Halo 5 footage.
But if you're just Joe Blow that's watching it for the first time and doesn't really follow online as much, then yeah, they're going to probably be shitting their pants. Like, oh my God, Halo 5.
Yeah, like I can see us getting some gameplay footage of Halo 5. I can see maybe getting a CG trailer of the new Gears game. And
Zelda.
Zelda's a Nintendo thing, obviously. Well, unless Nintendo decides to close down their fucking...
That's what I love about that's the PC. Jeff always used the Nintendo card. He's always there, tried and true.
Zelda.
That's Microsoft's bombshell is they close it off and they're like... And the Zelda Triforce shows up at the end of their...
I would legitimately have a boner and immediately masturbate.
I was going to say that too. Well, the boner part, I don't know if I'd...
Just seeing the Triforce at the end and they don't say a fucking thing about it.
Right, it's just like, just they just leave it open.
I would just masturbate furiously.
What's going on?
Like, I wouldn't even care.
I would love to hear a Fallout 4. I would probably... I would do it, Ryan.
Bethesda is notorious for not announcing games at E3. So don't get your hopes up.
No, I know. I'm just saying I would. But that's like
a month before E3. Oh, that would be this month. Never mind. If they haven't announced it yet, don't get excited until about 2015. Because I don't see it coming out this year.
And there went my boner.
but there's been rumors for a while that it was supposed to be Boston. So, I mean, if they've got a location down... with the MMO out now, I can see, it'll probably be pushed till next year.
And if I can get Babe Ruth's bat with spikes on it and beat the shit out of fucking ogres and shit
in
Fallout 4 Boston, that would be fantastic. And I could go to the Cheers bar.
They call fucking dinner.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome if you go down downtown Boston, the Cheers, like the sign was still just hanging or whatever.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows
your name.
And when you walk in, it's just, what's it? Ah, oh, fuck, I can't think of his name. The fat guy at the end of the bar.
Norm?
Norm. He's just like a robot. Norm is sitting.
Norm and Cliff, yes.
That'll be fantastic.
Awesome. And Woody Harrelson appears in the game. He's an NPC.
He's a voice, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I think I have like one more, maybe.
Okay.
Wait. Nope, that's it.
Did you get any in?
I got some.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
There's Star Trek questions, and you're all going to fucking answer them. One of them is Jean-Luc Picard or Han Solo?
Han Solo.
Yeah, I almost have to go Han Solo on that one, too. That's crazy talk.
That's
Han Solo's a badass.
Who pairs them up?
Yeah, Amanda, apparently. And the other one was, I'm not going to answer this question. Why do the Borg not have cloaking technology? Because they don't need it. That's why. They're fucking... Resistance is futile. Why would they need the cloaking?
There you go. All You've right. answered it.
Those
weren't Star Trek, the original series questions, so I don't know.
No, but the original series is bad. It's not bad. It's just not better than TNG.
Oh, oh, that's bullshit. That's that was the egg before the fucking chicken, man.
Star Trek. I know it needed to come, but yeah. It's...
Oh, and it came.
Jeff, did you get any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Alrighty. Well, since we have answered Ryan's Star Trek questions...
I'm sorry.
I do like Star Trek The Next Generation, but...
Of course you do.
Original series is my preference.
Yeah, it's probably what you grew up with, though. Yeah,
that's right. The movies.
I grew up with TNG, so.
Well, I grew up with TNG too, but you know, I watched it on TV. But the movies, man, the Star Trek movies is really what put that shit on the map.
No, I agree. He's got a point. Those original series movies, not all of them, but there are two specific ones that are fantastic.
Yes,
Star Trek basically, yeah, two and three.
Two and three.
Well, yeah, two and three.
I don't mind six.
See, I don't like six.
See, that is a thing that a lot of people fight over.
It just bothers me. Klingons hate humans and they're quoting Shakespeare all the time.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Oh, I'm not saying it's dumb. Like, I mean, I think Star Trek's dumb, but I don't want to get into that. So.
Yeah, better keep watching.
So, wait, Chris, are you Star Trek or more Star Wars?
Oh, I'm Star Wars all the way. Oh. Like,
fuck yeah, because you're a man.
As dumb as Star Wars is, I am on board with Star Wars.
The thing is about Star Wars, you just got to forget everything that came after the three movies originally.
Yeah, I don't. Those are dead to me. What sucks is people that grew up with them, like that, they accepted that.
Or the
like,
fucking parents.
There was a world that existed without those movies, and it's far better place.
I know a friend of mine who has kids showed his kids the movies in fucking order, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was like, are you fucking stupid?
That should be, there should be a law passed against like that. And
you have to take their kids away from them. Because you're basically, that's child, you're harming that child.
But what's funny though is that I don't know about you guys feel, but the new movies, I have faith in it because they have so much of the original, I don't know, magic. Not so much like the cast members, but the writers and everything. They have so much. I feel like I have cast hope.
And it
can only go uphill. You know what I mean?
As long as it's an epic and not a... with it. But I have no expectations for it, so hopefully anything above mediocrity would be awesome.
Right?
As long as they're not writing them to be a trilogy. The original Star Wars, like A New Hope, was not written to be a trilogy. Whatever he says in any behind-the-scenes bullshit, that's not true. He wrote that movie to be like, this is one and done.
Exactly.
Then he was like, hey, this is really good. Let's make two more.
Exactly like Lost. Like they said they had a home. And they didn't.
No, they didn't. Fuck that. And then when they made the prequel 3, he knew he needed to make 3 movies. So when you get to that first movie, there's nothing there. There's it's fuck all.
Yeah, Phantom Menace is 2 hours of
fluff.
Nothing.
It's like 2 hours.
There's a really cool lightsaber fight scene, and that's about it.
And that's the thing they didn't get, is that we weren't in Star Wars for the lightsabers. We were in Star Wars for the fucking fantasy realm that they were creating.
The magic. The force.
The magic,
Yoda,
exactly.
Lifting up shit.
And then the Yoda fight in the second one was completely unnecessary. Like, it was just, hey, let's show off Yoda.
But it was awesome.
I mean, he was flipping around like a crazy person. Like, it should have been a force user battle. Like, Yoda should never have had to pull out his lightsaber. He should have just been them throwing force shit at each other for 20 minutes.
Well,
that would have been cool.
Well, I mean, not for 20
minutes.
They did for like five
seconds.
Right.
The director's cut. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, those movies were useless, and I mean, the acting was awful, and it was just like, a lot of these actors just didn't seem into anything. You know what I mean? Like, they just felt so disconnected and soulless during every performance, and it was, I don't know, those movies are dead. They don't exist to me. It's like Godfather 3. That movie was never made in my mind.
See, I have to watch that, because I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, good luck. Have fun with that one.
You don't have to do anything, though.
Yeah, unless someone's got a gun to your head. Don't bother. Fuck.
It's that bad, huh? Jesus.
Oof. Is it ever? Oof. That movie is awful. That's a stinker, that one.
It's not Phantom Menace bad, but...
It's not Phantom Menace bad, but it's bad. Like, Phantom Menace on Return of the Jedi. So fucking stupid. Hey, let's have this complicated fucking stupid pod race for no fucking reason. This guy's a Jedi. Fucking steal the part. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh no, we're gonna have this game a chance. That doesn't make any sense.
Problems?
Oh, that movie's my problem. I remember that movie ending in the theater and I was just like, what happened?
Like, I looked at my dad and I was like, Dad? What happened? And my dad just looked dumbfounded after the movie ended. I'm like, my dad's not the kind of person who, like, gets that way after movies. And this was, like, the first time I was like, what's happening? I looked over at my brother and I was like, what did they do? I was so upset after that movie. I don't ever want to talk about it anymore. Let's go away. Right.
Let's wrap this up. It's been great having you guys on.
Thank you. It's been a blast being here for 200 episodes. Or 200th episode.
A lot of fucking episodes.
It is a lot.
Almost 4 years.
That's 200 weeks, man.
I've wasted so much of my life.
Jesus Christ.
Just think back to how much time
we How many did Teabag Radio have? What was it, 10? 15?
Yeah, but if you look at it in hours, it was like
probably about the same.
Yeah, it was probably about 65 or so.
Like, fair enough. I think about you guys did almost 400 hours if you average it out to about 2 hours an episode.
Yeah, that's
about what T-Bade Radio had, you know?
Still doesn't compare to what you guys did.
Fuck.
I think there was an episode that was like 10 hours long.
Oh my god. I remember editing those episodes. They were fun, but... God. Cause that was a thing in itself. Was editing. It was like, you did this 4 hour podcast, now you gotta edit for 4 hours.
Anyway, it's been a lot of fun.
Tony sounds like he's having fun.
Yeah, I think Tony just went to sleep. And
yeah, he's like, for you guys, I'm going home.
No, I don't blame him.
That's what I was supposed to do. Fuck.
But yeah, it is
hey,
late.
You got to deliver the mail, dude.
I got up in like not even 6
I wonder if my mailman does podcasting, just drinks till fucking 2 a.m.
That's why my mailman's late all the time. Shit.
You know what? I just thought you said, I wonder if my mailman does pod racing. It's entrenched in my brain now.
Nah, so, you've been fucked.
Hey, Cliff, do you pod race?
I hope he punches
that's
you in the head
like
after
a
saying
mailman
that.
Name.
We'll be back next week. I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about how terrible Xbox is and their terrible, terrible ways.
All right, well, Fozzie's bringing the hate next week, so get ready
for
that.
Wait, Fozzie doesn't, he's not happy? He's not happy with Xbox One?
Blasphemous.
Shut your damn mouth, CrossFit, you son of a bitch. I will
stop
Fozzie's
Xbox.
Fozzie did not enjoy the announcement yesterday. Let's just put it that way.
No.
Announcement.
Fuck. I take video games as I see them. Right now I'm not happy with them. Deal with it.
Well, next week you can lay your balls on the table.
Maybe, Fozzie, maybe...
Balls will be on the table.
Develop a CrossFit game. That would be cool.
Good, you could tweet about every fucking second of your life.
That's really what happened. I don't play video games anymore. I just talk about CrossFit.
CrossFit games and Xbox.
Start a CrossFit podcast.
Life.
Where can I get that one at?
Oh yeah.
If Dub wants to make a CrossFit podcast, I'll be happy not to listen to that. I'm kidding.
I got some new kettlebells today. Oh yeah. Really putting in a good workout. Feeling all the tries kicking in all at once. Fuck that shit.
I'm actually gonna say that, man. I'm feeling all the tries kicking in today. Courtesy of Fozzie.
All right. We're out. Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Adios.